Joe, it's only 8 months until Christmas.
That's a shitload of time, Santa.
Not for 2 billion kids, it's not.
But not all of them are nice.
Well, we gotta at least make 1 billion toys, and one fucking Etch-A-Sketch is just not gonna work.
But those are really hard to make. They're full of sand, so I keep having to go to the beach with a bucket.
And what's your excuse, Orna?
I made a monster truck, Santa.
You made one fucking monster truck in 4 months?
Well, Santa, it has 4 wheels. That's a wheel a month.
Give me that damn thing. Get to work.
Ow.
Hey there.
The cops. Santa, I gotta use the bathroom.
That fella looks like somebody who's wanted for some pretty terrible crimes against children.
He is.
Well, Santa, I hate to have to do this to you, but I got a warrant for your arrest.
A warrant? What did I do?
Well, apparently you killed the Easter Bunny in a drive-by shooting.
No, I didn't.
Santa's voice gets high-pitched when he lies.
Orna, shut up. No, I didn't. I didn't shoot anybody.
Well, the rumor is that he was banging your wife.
Oh, he was. He was banging my wife.
Well, maybe you killed him out of anger?
No, I didn't kill him out of anger. Fuck no.
Okay, well, I'm still gonna have to arrest you all the same.
Do you know who the fuck I am?
I do, sir, yes.
I'm Santa Claus!
Yes, I know, but you're under arrest, sir. Come on.
Order, order, order! I am the Honorable Judge Boober, and today we will be hearing the case of Santa Claus, who is being accused of shooting and killing the Easter Bunny in a drive-by shooting. Naughty, naughty. Mr. Claus, how do you plead?
Not guilty. I didn't do it.
Very convincing. But let's go over the case. Apparently, the Easter Bunny was having sexual relations with your wife. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. He banged the shit out of her.
I'm so sorry about that. And did knowing the Easter Bunny had your wife bent over like this, did that piss you off, knowing he was doing that to your wife?
Oh, fuck yeah. It made me want to shoot him in a drive-by shooting.
Now, it is weird that you say that, because you are being accused of shooting him in a drive-by shooting.
Oh, well, I didn't do it.
I would like to believe you, but we also have this 911 recording from the Easter Bunny on the night he died.
Hello? 911? It's me, the Easter Bunny. Santa just shot my ass. He just pulled up in a car. He shot me.
He was probably hallucinating before he died. I don't fucking know.
I have a question for you, Santa. Where were you on the night of December 30th?
I think I remember that night and where I was. I was in the passenger seat of a car with a gun in my hand, riding around listening to YNW Melly's Murder on My Mind.
He was listening to Murder on My Mind by YNW Melly.
Well, fuck. You got me.
Finally, the truth. Mr. Santa Claus, I find you guilty of murdering the Easter Bunny. But since he was banging your wife and you did tell the truth, after just a little bit of lying, I sentence you to be the Easter Bunny this year. That means you have to hide the eggs for all the kids and do Easter Bunny things. And if you don't do it, I sentence you to death by firing squad.
Easter Bunny? I don't want to do that gay shit.
Can't see shit out of this thing. Gay as hell. Nobody wants eggs. They want presents. Who invented this damn holiday anyways?
What the fuck? Holly! There's some guy with a bunny rabbit mask dressed as Santa Claus throwing eggs in our yard or some shit. I'm gonna go yell at him and tell him to stop it. Hey, what the fuck you think you're doing in my yard?
I'm the Easter Bunny delivering your damn eggs. Be happy.
Well, if you don't get the fuck out of my yard, I'm gonna threaten to call the police. Assault! Assault! You see that? I'm gonna call the police on you for assaulting me! There he is, officer! The fuckhead in the bunny rabbit Santa suit that threw eggs at me!
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
I'm delivering Easter eggs. I'm the Easter Bunny.
Oh, you're the Easter Bunny, huh?
Yeah, I was court ordered to do it.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Hey, you've been drinking a lot tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. How about you just go home and sleep this off? How's that sound?
Well, no, I gotta deliver all these eggs to all the yards.
Oh, all of the yards?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, you're doing a great job. I think you're actually supposed to hide them, not just, like, throw them around on the lawn.
Oh.
Yeah, and it looks like you're running out of eggs.
That's okay. I got more in the truck.
In the truck?
Yeah.
So you've been driving like this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. Hey, how about you just go home and sleep this off, huh?
No, I need to deliver all these eggs to all the yards.
Yeah, that's not going to work for me because I'm going to be getting a lot of calls about people complaining about a Santa bunny just throwing eggs at people. That doesn't sound like something I want to deal with tonight. Okay, well, now I'm going to have to take you down to the police station for throwing eggs at me. No?
No.
Okay, well, now we're at the point where I'm not asking, so come on.
Order, order, order. I am the Honorable Judge Boober, and today we will be hearing the case of... I'm sorry, Mr. Drunk Man with the Bunny Mask, what is your name?
I'm the Easter Bunny.
See, Your Honor, I'm sorry. We're not going to get any answers from him tonight. He's so drunk. He thinks he's the Easter Bunny.
Actually, I'm Santa Claus.
Yeah, see what I mean? He's hammered.
I see. Well, sir, you are being charged with littering eggs in a person's yard, public intoxication, and assaulting a police officer by throwing eggs in his face. Take your mask off so I can see who you are.
What? Santa Claus? Why are you dressed like the Easter Bunny?
Oh, shit! Damn it, Officer Guy! I sentenced Santa Claus to be the Easter Bunny this year because he murdered the real Easter Bunny in a drive-by shooting.
Wait, you got caught? Are they looking for the driver? Damn, Santa, I didn't know you were on the naughty list.
Yes, he's free to go. He has to go deliver eggs to all the children. But Officer Guy, I order you to assist him in his Easter Bunny duties, or else you will be held in contempt of court.
Okay, sir. God damn it. Well, I guess this is better than getting busted for helping Santa with a drive-by shooting. Come on, Santa.
Marvin, it's Easter. We have to go paint eggs and hide them before Jeffy wakes up so he can go look for them.
Baby, isn't he too old to celebrate Easter? We need to tell him.
No, Marvin, we can't tell him. He loves looking for the eggs. Oh, no, here he comes!
Where the fuck are they?
Where's what?
The bunny rabbit turds. Little pelts of rabbit shit. Like Cocoa Puffs. Cocoa shit puffs.
Well, Jeffy, I don't think the Easter Bunny poops on the ground.
He's gotta poop somewhere!
Well, he doesn't poop while he's delivering his eggs, and you should be looking for eggs.
Okay, well, let's go outside and look for them. Come on, Daddy!
Okay, give us 1 second.
Marvin, you don't have any eggs out there!
I'm gonna improvise it. Just hold on.
No eggs and no bunny rabbit fuck.
Jeffy, stop with the bad language.
You stop with the bad language.
Listen, the reason why the Easter Bunny hasn't delivered eggs yet is because there's a 97th annual town Easter egg hunt, and he decided to deliver all the eggs in one spot instead of all around the place because of flood zones.
Okay, let's go. I'll go grab my basket.
All right, let's go.
Thank you, everyone, for coming to the 97th annual Easter egg hunt. Pardon this rash on my lip. I kissed a hooker last week, and I'm starting to get worried. Remember, kids, never kiss a hooker. They're not people. Anyway, a little birdie told me the Easter Bunny himself is going to be here later.
Holy fucking Easter egg fuck!
Jeffy, language.
No, Dave, the Easter Bunny's coming. You better go get in your suit.
I'm not the Easter Bunny, Jeffy.
Yes, you are.
When's the Easter Bunny going
to
be here?
Well, actually, the real Easter Bunny was shot to death back in December, but we have somebody else coming to stand in for him.
Oh.
Well, there he is now.
Jesus Christ, Santa, you couldn't put the bottle down for 1 minute?
This is my last one.
What? No, say hi to the kids. Stop saying ho, ho, ho. The Easter Bunny doesn't ho.
What the fuck does the Easter Bunny say?
Jesus, your beer breath. I can smell it through the mask. I don't know. Say hippity hoppity or some shit.
Hey, hippity hoppity, Easter's on his way.
Yeah, hop. Okay, I can see why you weren't in the NBA. Say hi to the Easter Bunny, kids.
Holy fucking dick cheese in the morning, Daddy. It's a fucking Easter Bunny. It's him. He's here.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like him.
Okay, kids, one at a time. You don't want him to throw up on you.
I can handle my shit.
God, he's a fucking mess.
Hey, Easter Bunny, can I sit on your lap and tell you what I want for Easter?
Sure.
Okay, I want the golden egg, and when I open it up, fucking $1 million in it.
Yeah, me too, kid.
Hey, Mr. Easter Bunny, can you blink?
Don't hit the Easter Bunny,
don't
please.
Do that.
Wait, something ain't right.
Don't.
Santa Claus, you're the Easter Bunny?
No, he only killed the Easter Bunny.
Ah! He killed the Easter Bunny and he's wearing his skin like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre!
No, 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 no. The Easter Bunny has to go now.
Calm down.
All right, Santa, you're free to go. Santa, I gotta use the bathroom again. You know, I know he's on a list somewhere.
He is.
Yeah, I don't feel like chasing him. Well, Santa, how'd you like being the Easter Bunny?
Well, it was gay as hell.
You know, Tana, we don't really say that word anymore.
Oh, well, it was gay as fuck.
No, I didn't mean hell. You know what? Never mind. I just hope me helping you out today makes you think about possibly getting me the Home Alone Lego set for Christmas.
I'll think about it.
Okay, thanks, Santa. Hey, can I actually take this?
I wouldn't touch that if I were you.
Why not? Oh, ew, Santa, ew!
Well, Santa comes more than once a year, you know.
It is time to play the next game.
Oh, did you come up with one? I thought you were just going to give us a balloon and a stick and tell us to come up with a game ourselves.
Shut up!
Oh, we're playing the quiet game, everybody. Hey, she's giving clues to games. She should be fired.
Oh, I wish we were playing the quiet game. For the next game, we are adding more players.
Oh, bullshit.
No, there's no way.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing here?
Hank?
You just don't have any rules, do you? People are just doing whatever the hell you want.
They were playing the same games as you, just in another room.
Another room? How many groups do you have?
This is the final group.
So that means there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people left.
Very good, Marvin. That is 6 people. You know your numbers, but do you know your colors, too?
Uncle!
Oh, why are you calling for your uncle? Did he touch you?
Knock it off! It is time to play the next game. Follow me.
Ow, that hurt.
Hey guys, you ready to watch people die for money?
Hell yeah, I am!
Mickey, I can't see in this fucking thing!
You're not supposed to use our real names, Goofy, you dumbass!
Well, you just fucking did, stupid piece of shit, man.
Hello, VIPs. Welcome to the Squid Games.
Why is it called that?
Yeah, I hate calamari! I ordered steak!
When am I gonna get some champagne? I'm tired of staring at an empty glass!
Can I get some scissors? The genius that made this mask didn't give me any eye holes!
Goofy, I swear if I have to hear you talk about that mask one more time!
Well, you're wearing a goddamn Batman mask! You can see clear as shit.
Well, you could have been Robin. Robin!
Well, I'm not going to be your fucking sidekick. The lady at the place said the chicken mask had the biggest eyes.
Well, maybe you should have tried the chicken mask on like I did with my Batman mask.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about you pull a mask of tool out of your ass so I can cut this thing off me?
Oh, you know what, Goofy? That's actually a really good idea. Oh, Toodles. Oh, wow. It looks like Toodles doesn't give a fuck.
Gentlemen, your waitress will be around shortly.
Where's the bing-bong fucker who's running this game?
Unfortunately, the chairman will not be able to attend tonight's game.
Okay, well, what game are we watching next?
Tonight, we will be watching The Glass Bridge. The bridge is made out of glass tiles. If they pick the wrong one, they fall to their death.
Neat.
You better not copy that from Bridge to Terabithia, because if you did, I'll sue your ass. You think $400 billion is a lot of money? What the fuck?
That's a pretty cool bridge.
I wish I could see what you guys were fucking talking about, but I'm stuck inside Chicken Little's ass.
Oh my god, if someone doesn't bring him a pair of damn scissors!
Gentlemen, your waitress is here.
I'm kind of in a rush. I'm the only guard left.
I'll have some champagne.
Oh, I'll have a double.
Whoa, what do you think this game is?
Oh, look, they actually have a budget for something. Hey, what are the rules for this game?
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the time...
Hey, could you speak the hell up? You're way over there, and we cannot hear anything you're saying.
Are you kidding me?
See that? Keep up that tone for all of it, because the Siri voice is not working.
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the timer starts, you will cross the bridge in alphabetical order according to your name. Make it across the bridge before the time ends and you win.
Thank you, honey.
She's such a bitch.
Okay, so like, what could kill us? We just walk across it?
Yeah. Hey, what could kill us?
Damn it. I thought he was just gonna walk across. Yes, one tiny thing that could kill you. Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass.
Louder.
Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass that won't break if you step on it. The other is regular glass that will break if you step on it. You must pick the correct glass in order to make it across the safety.
I feel like that's important information you should have said the first time.
I hope you die!
You too! Marvin, when I win that $400 billion, I'm gonna trap her in a room with nothing but a tissue and a piece of corn and tell her to come up with a game to live.
So who crosses the glass bridge first?
Well, she did say alphabetically, so who would that be?
Well, your first name's Brooklyn, so it'd be you.
But, nice try, but I actually go by Guy. So, who would be before G? You, Chef Pee-Pee? You're C.
The fuck not. My name is Pee-Pee, not Chef Pee-Pee. Chef is a title, dumbass.
Oh, well, who else would that be? You, Hank?
Well, G comes before H, so it'd be you again.
Well, guess what? I don't go by Guy either. I actually go by my middle name, which is the letter T, so it would be Hank next.
All right, I don't mind going. You guys didn't know this, but I used to work in the glass industry for 20 years, and I can tell the difference between tempered glass and not.
What, really?
Yeah. We got so lucky, we're gonna live.
All right, so what you gotta do is you just gotta look for the light refractions in the glass. See, it reflects different. So, let me just take a look here. Oh, this one right here's gotta be the tempered glass.
Oh, no! I guess he didn't know the difference.
Hank!
Well, I guess we know which one to step on now.
But not the next one.
Well, who goes next?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Look at you, Marvin. You know your alphabet.
Oh, Jeffy's next.
Okay. Move on your way, fuckers. I'm about to run this bitch.
No, take your time, Jeffy. You gotta take your time. You can't just keep jumping to the next one.
He's doing it.
Don't rush it, Jeffy. Take your time. You might die.
Dang, this is easy. I'm gonna do this shit backwards.
Oh, I can't watch.
Marvin, he did it.
Wait, no way!
Ain't no fucking way, bro.
Jeffy, how'd you do it?
Dang, that shit was easy!
But guys, did anyone see what he stepped on?
No, I was just shocked.
What? Me too.
Jeffy, which one did you step on?
A, circle, triangle, left bumper, right bumper, left down, right up.
I think that's the cheat code for guns in Grand Theft Auto.
No, seriously, Jeffy, which one was it?
I don't know, dang, I forgot. I speed ran that bitch.
Oh my god. Okay, so who's next?
You are, Marvin.
What, me?
Yeah, because it goes pee-pee and then Suzanne and then me, so you're M.
My middle name's Zion.
No,
your name ain't Zion. Stop lying. I gotta see your ID.
No. Okay. Can someone help me with the next one? Does anyone know possibly what could be the difference?
Oh, Marvin, if we had something we could throw at the glass, you can hear the difference between tempered and regular glass.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, it's like night and day.
Okay, I gotta think of something to throw. Does anyone have anything to throw? Jeffy, do you have anything to throw?
I got marbles in my ass. I can toss you one of those.
I don't want a marble that's been in your ass, Jeffy.
Marvin, your life could depend on it.
All of our lives depend on it. Get the shitty marble, Marvin.
Okay, fine, Jeffy, toss me a marble. Jeffy, you missed. We lost it. Do you have another one?
Dang, I can shoot him out of my ass like a BB gun.
No, Jeffy, I just need one marble.
All right, hold on.
What? That sounds like tempered glass to me, Marvin.
Wait, really? It does?
Yeah, it's a very distinctive sound. It's like a cat's meow. You just can't mistake it.
Okay, so it must be this one.
Oh my god, that was so close.
Wait, what?
Marvin, I have no fucking idea what glass sounds like.
Are you kidding me? So I just risked my life?
Of course. What, do you think I was trying to help you? I've been screwing over everybody.
So if Jeffy gives us more marbles, we won't be able to tell the difference?
No, it doesn't fucking matter.
Well, are you kidding me? What? Okay, well, I'm not moving forward. Someone else has to go.
No, you have to go all the way.
No, that bitch isn't here, and we all know they don't enforce rules here. And I already risked my life for one square, so someone else come and do the next one.
Yeah, somebody whose letter comes before mine in the alphabet go before me.
Nigga, not me.
I'll go. I've already lost my husband.
Yeah, that's right. See, Marvin, she has bigger balls than you.
Yeah, you come up here and you do it.
What an idiot.
Oh, which one could it be?
Well, your husband worked in glass for... Jeffy, stop it!
Make me!
Your husband worked in glass for 20 years. Did he ever talk about glass with you?
No, all he knew how to do was cheat on me with the babysitter. Yeah. Oh, I don't know which one to pick. Let me out! Someone else go before me! I don't want to go anymore!
Well, actually, I think I can tell the difference.
Really?
That's that one.
I'm not fucking around!
Damn, Marvin, you fucking savage. I didn't think you had it in you. We kill him next.
Oh, yeah, deal.
All right. That means there's 3 tiles left, and I'm still not moving, so someone better go first.
Okay, PPP goes next.
God damn it. All right, you're right. Get out the way. Okay. All right, move, Marvin. Let's go on full business.
Okay, what do you think the next one is?
I'm not sure. Does this one look like it has a weird tint to you?
I mean, I can't tell a difference.
Oh, you can't push me! I knew I was right, though.
You were right. Okay, so we only have 2 more left. What do you think the next one is?
I'm not sure.
Stop pushing me!
Damn, I'm good!
Wait, we only have 1 more left. Okay, well, you actually have to do that one. You can't push me. I'm going to sit down. You have to actually choose.
No, the hell I don't.
Okay, well, I'm not moving. You chose. You made me risk my life for these 2, so you should jump on a real one.
I guess so. You are right. I didn't make you choose. Hold on. Which one is it?
No! Chef BB died!
But hey, look, Marvin, we know which one to step on. It's right there.
I can't believe Chef BB's dead.
Hey, Marvin, I have a confession.
What?
I actually saw the ones that Jeffy stepped on, so I could have saved all of you, but I wanted to eliminate a few people because I want that money for myself.
You monster!
Yeah, we can discuss that later. The time's about to end.
No!
You're just gonna shoot glass in our eyes? We don't even have goggles.
So, VIPs, did you enjoy the game?
Hell yeah, I did. It was so cool. 3 people died.
And Marvin's still alive. So if I'm lucky, he'll win and I'll get his house payment money.
Oh, I hope he dies. I hate that bitch.
Well, I wish I could have seen it, but I fucking can't.
Just ignore him.
Wait, who died? I bet on the shelf named after a penis. Did he live? Hello? Am I talking to my fucking self over here? If you guys left, I wouldn't be able to tell.
Oh my god, he's dead, Goofy!
Well, fuck. There goes all my extremely goofy movie royalties. Max is gonna be pissed.
Oh, wow. You know what? This champagne, it tastes like hot dogs.
It tastes like hot dogs?
Yeah, it tastes like Piglet's ass cheeks.
Well, Mickey, where's my champagne?
It's right there, Goofy.
Oh, because I know where right there is because I can fucking see.
I don't know. Why don't you reach around?
If I stayed home, I could get a reach around from Clarabel.
Yeah, everyone has, buddy. Oh, my God, Goofy, you made a mess.
Well, it's not my fucking fault. I can't see in this stupid-ass mess. I'm going to go to the bathroom and whack off.
Oh, my God, I am so sorry I brought him. He's kind of just like a tag-along. Hey guys, what's your favorite color crayon? Mine's cotton candy.
Mine's eggplant. What's that? A wiener joke in the first 10 seconds? Oh, Cody, you naughty dog.
Ooh, look at this one, piggy pink. I didn't know your mom's skin color was a crayon, Cody.
Shut up, Junior. My mom's not a piggy, Junior.
Hey, Joseph, what's your favorite crayon color?
Cotton candy's the best.
Oh, bro, can I borrow that, please?
Sure.
Aw, thanks, bro.
Ah, that's McPatrick! Junior broke my favorite color crayon!
And what are you gonna do about it, punk rock?
Yeah!
Being loud.
Cody's mom's a piggy. Cody's mom's a piggy.
All right, everyone, shut up, you stupid brats. Because of you, I'm stuck in this hellhole all summer long. So today, I'm gonna make you suffer. So get out a piece of paper, and I want you to write, I ruined Mrs. Fitzpatrick's summer. I'm sorry for being so dumb 10,000 times. When that hand starts to hurt, switch to the other hand. When that hand starts to hurt, switch again. When both hands are hurting, use your mouth to write. And if you complain once, you are starting all over. I'll be over here scrolling on Instagram and wishing I was someone else.
What, Cody?
Damn, Junior. Who pissed in her frosted flakes?
Cody, 1,000 more times!
Show them a fuck. Get my ass, Junior. What? Who whacked off in her Cocoa Puffs?
That's it! Cody, Junior, Joseph, Mikey, 1,000 more times for all of you!
Ooh, she wrecked her ass.
All right, Cody, stop.
Yeah, bro, chill out. You're going to get us in more trouble.
Hey, Junior.
No, stop.
Joseph.
Dude, chill.
Mikey. No. I'm going to say it anyway. Who took a shit in her Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Cody, that is it. Get your ass up here. You're getting the paddle.
Oh, no. Not the paddle. Wink, wink. Oh, no. Please don't spank me with a paddle. And whatever you do, please don't call me a dirty little boy. And please don't pull my hair. Come on, Teach. Spank them cheeks.
Cody!
Yes, sir? Ow! What the fuck? That wasn't hot at all. It just hurt.
Don't talk back to me!
Oh, shit. Okay, I won't.
Does anybody else want some of this?
Damn, guys. I think she should be fired. That was messed up. I mean, a regular spanking would be cool, but she hit me in the face.
Don't worry, Cody. My dad's done worse to her with his fist.
They're not going to fire her for hitting you, Cody. Principal Steinbeck likes violence.
Yeah, you're right. We should try to make her quit.
She wants to quit. She doesn't have enough money to quit.
Ooh, well, I do have this prank lottery ticket that makes it look like you won the lottery when you scratch it off. Maybe if I give it to her and she thinks she won the lottery, she'll decide to quit.
That would be so funny if you did that.
Yeah, dude, that's a smart idea.
Okay, I'll go tell her I'm sorry. Miss Fitzpatrick?
What do you want, Cody? You want another?
No, I just wanted to apologize for making you angry. See, my parents buy all these scratch-offs and I steal them, so I just wanted to give you one to make it up to you.
Oh, well, I do have a gambling addiction. Oh, I love scratch-offs. Thank you, Cody.
Well, I hope you win big. I have a feeling you might.
Thank you, Cody. Go sit down and finish your assignment.
Okay, but if you win, make sure you give me a big old yippee-ki-yay.
Go sit down, Cody!
Okay.
Where's a quarter? Oh, my God. Oh, my God!
Clap! Clap! I just won $1 million!
feel bad. She's so happy, and when she finds out it's fake, she's going to be depressed.
It's okay, Cody. Everyone needs a little bit of happiness in their life, even if it's fake.
I hope she doesn't say anything mean to my dad. He'll beat her.
Do we have to stay in school now that we don't have a teacher?
No, I think we can go home.
I'm angry.
Oh, guys, I am not in a good mood. No, sir. No, sir, Eva. Because your old teacher, Mrs. Fitzpatrick. Oh, what's the worst to describe her? I don't want to be too rude. I'm in front of children. She's an unloyal bitch for wanting to quit because she won the lottery. Can you believe it, guys? Oh, the money controls her. That's sad. And she said some very, very mean things, a little bit on the racial side. But I'm not going to judge her. Don't know how she was raised. But you guys, you thought that summer school was going to be over because you didn't have a teacher, huh? Stupid! Because I found a teacher just walking around outside! How convenient, right? Perfect timing. Yeah, his name is Mr. Blinkle. Come on in, Mr. Blinkle. Introduce yourself.
Hey there, beautiful kids.
Yeah, he enjoys you guys. Can you believe it? He begged for the job, cried for it. Weird. Weird as hell. Like, I never knew somebody who actually begged for a job like this ever. But, anyway, you got the job, Mr. Blinkle. Teach these little brats. Please let them learn something. God damn it.
Ooh, with pleasure.
So see you brats later. Oh, yeah. Let me know if you need any help, Mr. Blinkle.
Thanks, Principal Steinbeck. I think I can take it from here. Hey there, kids. I'm your old pal, Mr. Blinkle. And I'm so excited to be your new summer school teacher. Who needs to be outside running through the sprinklers and getting all wet and shiny when you could be in here with me? Learning. Now, how about we all go around the class and tell me your ages? I mean, names, but also your ages and your addresses and when your parents go to work and come home. Actually, how about you all just write it down and put it on my desk, and then I can drive all of you home.
Okay, this assignment's a lot easier.
Yeah, this is super easy.
Guys, does Mr. Blinkle look kind of familiar to you?
Cody, I think I would remember someone wearing a fake mustache and glasses and nose.
Yeah, he's just weird, yeah.
Oh, what's this? A spanking paddle? Your old teacher knew what she was doing. I thought I was going to have to stop by the store and pick one of these up. Ooh. Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. Cody, you mind looking up for me?
What?
Thanks, got it. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Guys, Mr. Blinkle just took a picture of me.
Well, maybe it's for yearbooks.
But, Junior, there are no yearbooks in summer school.
Well, maybe he's trying to put names to faces and that helps him remember.
Maybe.
I just finished the assignment, so I'm done for the day. All right, Mr. Blinkle, I'm done with my assignment. You don't have to drive me home. I can just walk.
No. You need to stay.
Wait, you told me after I was done I could go home.
But we have a big group assignment coming up at the end of class. It's a group hug, a big old group hug.
Can I skip that?
No, it's mandatory. It's a mandatory hug.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Junior, it says here your dad's a stay-at-home dad?
Yeah, he doesn't have a job.
Oh, that sucks. That is very disappointing. Okay, that's fine. I'm not really that into redheads anyway.
Oh, no, my mom's dead, I think.
Oh, okay. Everybody hurry up with those papers!
Guys, the new teacher's kinda nice. He wants us all to hug after class.
He's still kinda weird.
He's got a big nose!
Dude, don't make fun of the Jewish like that.
I think you just did.
I need to go ask the teacher a question. I like to announce when I'm getting up from my desk.
Hurry up, kids. When you're done, we can go to the gym and hit the showers.
Hey, Mr. Blinkle, can I talk to you in private?
Yes. Yes, you can. Where do you want to talk? In the closet? Or maybe out in the hallway or in the bathroom? Or maybe we can talk out in my car? Or at my house? Yeah, we should talk at my house, because the walls are completely soundproof, so no one will be able to hear us, not even the neighbors. It'll be extra private.
No, right here's fine. I just didn't want to be really loud and you're kind of yelling.
Oh, well, what did you want to talk about?
Well, this famous streamer I follow has been sending me really inappropriate stuff, like pictures of himself, and he's been really weird, so I just thought I should talk to an adult about it.
Ew! Get out of my face! I don't want somebody else's sloppy seconds! That's disgusting!
Okay. Ugh. I gotta start being a streamer. They just have it too easy. I miss the good old days when all you had was a van full of candy and a dream.
Did you ask the teacher your question?
He didn't seem interested in my problem.
Hey guys, should I throw a paper ball at the teacher?
That'd be fucking hilarious, Junior. A real hoot. You want me to throw it?
What?
I can drop fucking bombs, Junior. I can make it rain on that hoe. I'm like Tom Brady Jr. You know that thing. Yeah.
So damn naughty. You deserve this.
Aw, Cody, you missed!
Well, I guess I'm not Tom Brady. I guess I'm some other quarterback that's bad at throwing. I don't know. I don't know sports.
I'm gonna make another paper ball.
Matt Schwab?
What?
Is that one Matt Schwab?
I I guess I've heard of that.
Well, I guess I'm Matt Schwab.
Alright, I'm gonna hit him right in the head. I hit the
Are you Matt Schwab?
Dude, just give me the ball. I'll throw it like Michael Vick.
You're gonna kill a bunch of dogs?
Yeah, I'm gonna get the job done, though.
Ugh. Here's my paper. Oh my god, you're a mustache attack!
Oh, man, it's Mr. Winkle!
What a pervert!
That's right, it's me. No, nobody try to follow me, or I'm gonna stab her with this pencil and she'll get lead poisoning. Well, they actually make it with graphite now, but still, it'll hurt really bad. Come on! You know, it would be really cool if you told the principal I quit and that I didn't kidnap a student.
Somebody help
me! Oh, that was a close one.
Yeah, dude, he almost got our ass.
I mean, he did take a student.
Who's Mr. Winkle?
Dude, you don't want to know.
But I do, though.
You know EDP-445?
Yeah.
He's like the white, skinny version of him.
Yeah, the white twin dude.
Oh.
I'm even more mad! You can tell by my tone. No! Why does it happen to me? Principal Steinbeck! Oh, another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Oh. Look, class, your teacher quit. Another one. I guess it is your lucky day, since I can't find a second teacher just wandering around outside. It was nothing but homeless people. I tried. But look, I will have a teacher for you tomorrow. Yes, he will be meaner and more angrier and eviler than me. I love it already. But if I can't, I have to teach the class by myself. I will. I promise you I will. And you won't like it because I bite. I'm not nice. So, I guess classes. Dismiss! Oh, get out of my face! I don't want to see you guys anymore.
Yay!
We get to go home early.
Hey, Justin! I'm never gonna forgive you for breaking my cotton candy crown.
And what the hell are you gonna do about it, fuck boy? Not a damn thing, but cry to your mama, huh? Huh? That's what I thought.
My mom's dead.
Hey guys, it's Logan. Thank you guys so much for helping us reach our goal of selling 2,000 Jeffy pianos. The Jeffy piano will only be available until July 31st. So if you still want one, go on SMLmerch.com right now and pre-order yours now. Thank you so much for being amazing fans. We love you guys, and I can't wait to make more videos for you.
Marvin, when's the pizza getting here?
I just ordered it. It should be here any minute.
Hey, Daddy, want to hear a joke?
No.
Sure, Jeffy.
What does a gay horse eat?
What?
Hey. What was the final score to the Ethiopian basketball game?
What?
8-0.
I don't get it.
That must be the pizza. I'll go get it. Hello?
Hey there. I got your mushroom pizza. We were all out of mushrooms at the store, but I had a Ziploc bag full of them in my car. So I put those on there. It'll make your night better.
How much do I owe you?
$60.
$60 for one pizza?
Yeah, I mean, it's $10 for the pizza and then another $50 for the shrooms, because they're not cheap.
I don't want the shrooms. Take them off.
Well, okay, how about this? How about I come in and I eat it with you and then you don't owe me anything?
Won't you lose your pizza job?
Look, I don't even like being a pizza man, okay? Come on, let's hang out, bro.
Pizza's here.
Ooh, it smells yummy.
Oh, look at all those mushrooms. You guys are going to be tripping. And balls. Anyway, you guys watching the game?
I didn't know there was a game on tonight.
Yeah, man, Monday Night Football, Cowboys versus Chargers.
Well, then turn it on.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually supposed to be at that game. I wanted to get my helmet signed by CeeDee Lamb. That's actually a person's name, not just an outdated video format, my favorite animal. And Brandon Cooks, which is actually not a cooking show hosted by a guy named Brandon.
I didn't know you were a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Well, I'm not, but my grandma is. Yeah, I wanted to get it signed for her. I actually had 4 tickets on my phone to go see the game, but no one wanted to go with me. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4. You guys want to come to Texas and see the game with me?
It's about to start. There's no way we're going to make it.
Oh, look, it's only a 10-hour drive, and we can make it as long as the game goes into 15 overtimes or a player dies temporarily on the field.
Come on, Marvin, let's go. Texas would be fun.
Well, you'd have to speed the whole way.
Listen, I drive like an asshole. I can do it. And I'm a cop, so no one's going to pull me over.
Okay, guys, let's go.
Wait, hold on. I don't want to go on an empty stomach, so let's eat this pizza first. Everybody grab a slice.
I'm so scared right now. I'm seeing things.
No, don't be scared, bro. That's just the shrooms, my man. Come on this journey with me.
Marvin, I want to put a baby in the microwave.
Okay, do it. I think that'll help. Wait a minute. If I keep looking to the side, I think I could look inside my head and see my brain.
Whoa, what's in there? Whoa.
Daddy, do you see this fucking monkey?
Whoa, I see it.
I'm gonna pet it.
Ah! Oh, bro, let me see your hand. I'm a doctor.
Oh, dude, your hand's fucking gone, man. It's gone. There's no hand there.
It's gone. It's gone. It's
gone, bro.
Oh, wait. What is that? What is that noise?
Whoa.
Wait, are you wearing a wire?
Are you?
No, let me see under your shirt. I don't believe you.
Is there a wire, Danny?
It's inside your skin. You need to cut it open.
Give me a knife. I'll cut myself open.
Wait. Aren't we supposed to go somewhere?
Oh, yeah, let's go. Let's go to Texas.
Okay.
Texas.
Shotgun!
I want to sit up front.
Okay, everybody sobered up?
Yeah, I'm never eating mushroom pizza ever again.
Yeah, well, it's not for everybody. Okay, so I put Dallas into my car's GPS, and it says it's 692 miles away, and we'll be there at 11:53 in the morning. Now, we have to get there in an hour, so I'm gonna drive like crazy, okay? So everybody buckle up.
All right, let's go.
You know, guys, we've been driving for a while. You want to play I Spy or something?
It's dark outside.
Yeah, you're right. That was a kind of dumb idea. I spy something yellow.
The lines in the road?
Yeah. Oh, no, guys. My Hyundai Sonata says it's almost out of gas.
What? Is there any gas stations nearby?
No, nowhere.
Well, where are we?
I don't know. We're in the middle of Texas.
What can we do?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me pull over in this dirt road over here. Ooh, maybe someone in that scary house can give us gas.
What if there's a serial killer in there?
This isn't a scary movie, Marvin. Serial killers don't really exist.
Guys, I don't think this is such a good idea.
Will everyone please stop being chicken shits? We need gas, and there are no gas stations within 100 miles. This is our last chance to get gas so we can make it to that game. Wait, somebody check the score.
It's 7-7 in the second quarter.
Oh, shit. We really gotta hurry up if we want to get there before overtime.
How do you know it's gonna go to overtime?
It will.
I want to stay in the car.
Okay, Princess Crybaby, you can stay in the car. Marvin, Jeffy, us men can go knock on the door.
Oh, Marvin, I hate to do this. I'm going to be respectful in case they're sleeping, so I'm not going to ring the doorbell. I'm just going to knock quietly.
Hey, we're trying to make it to the Cowboys game. Open up. I know you're in there.
Oh, Marvin, I think we woke him up. Look at that bedhead. Oh, and look at the chainsaw. He must have thought we were intruders. Hey there, scary man. I'm really sorry I woke you up, but you see that Hyundai Sonata over there? Yeah, the one in stormy sea blue? Yeah, it's mine. Paid off and everything. Yeah, it's got a backup camera, it's got heated seats, the works, it's really nice. Now, I'm not looking to sell, but if you make me an offer I can't refuse, you could take it off my hands. Marvin, I don't think he wants to buy my car.
No, ask for gas!
Oh, the gas, right. So we were driving through Texas trying to make it to the Cowboys game, and judging by that American flag next to your door, I'm assuming you're familiar with America's team, but our car ran out of gas, so if you can give us just like a gallon or two, we could make it to the next creepy fucking house. Oh, Marvin, I think he wants us to follow him.
Okay.
Hey, man, do you have something I can drink? I'm pretty thirsty. He does not brush his teeth. Man, I really hope he's not one of those people that gives you tap water and then he's got a fridge full of soda. Those people are assholes. Oh, what's that? Is that Hawaiian punch? Marvin, that's a cup of blood.
Blood?
Yep, I'm just going to put that right down. Oh, what's that? That's a human hand. Oh, Marvin, we interrupted his dinner. How rude of us. Yeah, I think we should probably be going now. Oh, no, thank you. We already ate mushrooms. We're good.
All right, Joe.
No, Jeff, you're not going to eat a hand.
Okay, we can knock that off.
Yeah, guys, stop. We should get out of here.
I know, Marvin. I'm just trying not to piss him off because he has a face on his face. Hey, listen, I would love to eat that hand, but I actually don't like my hand cold. So could you just put that in the microwave for me? Holy fuck.
That is the other hand and the whole arm.
Okay, yeah, you can just put that in the microwave and we're going to get the fuck out of here!
Run to the car!
No, he'll be expecting that. Let's go to that creepy shed over there. They might have gas.
Close the door.
Okay, I think we're safe. Oh, Marvin, he's crying. Now I feel bad. Should we open the door?
No, look for gasoline!
Yeah, you're right. Oh, cheer up, buddy. We'll be out in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay, buddy.
Daddy, there's more food over here.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God! What the fuck?
Oh my God, no, this is not good. Guys, it's already halftime. We really need to get moving.
What a look at this!
Oh, sweet Jesus. He killed his grandmother and ate her eye out with a spoon. Oh God, that is so metal. Oh, look at this leg! Oh yeah. Yeah, this guy is a psychopath. He is eating good tonight. This is Applebee's for him.
Look, we have to get out of here before he eats us.
I think we're probably fine. I mean, he has enough food to feed a whole village.
No, look at this! There's a bucket of bones down there! We gotta get out of here to look for gasoline!
Yeah, we really do need to hurry up. But it is only 10 to 7. so it could still go to overtime.
Come on, look for gas!
Okay. Marvin, look, a gas can! That could get us halfway down the street.
Okay, then go put it in the car so we can leave!
It looks like he was working on this truck. Huh, I guess our boy's a mechanic. He's not as stupid as he looks. If we were having engine trouble, he could have helped us.
Oh my god, guys! Hi!
Okay, Marvin, I like our hiding spot under the truck. It's awesome. It's very comfortable down here. Reminds me of being a little kid playing hide-and-seek. Of course, back then, if I got caught, I didn't get murdered.
Grandpa!
Aw, he just realized what he did. That's sad. Oh, never mind. He thinks he's at Chili's eating baby back ribs.
Oh, no. He's coming this way. Shut the fuck up, Marvin. You're the one doing all the talking.
Shut up.
He put the chainsaw down.
Oh, he's having a snack while he works on his truck.
Grandpa!
Who the fuck gave this guy a driver's license?
Oh, look, his shoes are untied. Try to tie him so that when he runs after us, he trips and falls.
Yeah, it's a great idea, Marvin. The only problem is I don't have legs. I've never had to tie shoes before. Oh, shit, he dropped a snack. Oh, thank God, Marvin. I really thought he saw us.
Oh, wait, where's he going?
Oh, looks like he's going to play his claw machine.
Cookie. Big cookie. 25? 50. Give me a big cookie.
Oh no, Marvin, he's trying to win Jeffy in the claw machine.
Fuck! Fuck! I hope he keeps losing.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I got it this time. This is it. I'm going to get you, Cookie. I'm going to get you. This is it. This is it right here. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. This is rigged. This is rigged, Grandma.
How many goddamn quarters does this man have?
I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you. Those are my last two quarters. No! Fuck that, didn't you? No! Give me a...
Wait, while he's playing the claw machine, why don't we grab his chainsaw and hit him with it?
Good idea, Marvin.
Oh, come on. I gotta have two more quarters somewhere. No. Two more quarters. One, two. Come on. Thank you, Grandma. Give me a big cookie. I'm coming. Oh my god! I got it! Big Cookie! You're all mine! Yes! Come here! Fuck! Fuck! Son of a whore! No! Come here! Fuck! Fuck Grandma! Fuck! Fuck! Fuck Grandma! Fuck!
Okay, kill him with the chainsaw.
But Marvin, he's crying, and he just punted his dead grandmother's head like 60 yards. He could have been in the NFL.
But we have to save Jeffy.
But I don't have any more quarters.
Well, just open the door to the machine and get him out.
Oh, okay, I guess I could try that.
Grab. Come on, I'll meet the gas can. Hurry up and pop the gas.
Drink up, Frank Sinatra. I named my car Frank Sinatra. You know, like Frank Sinatra, because I drive a Hyundai Sonata in stormy sea blue, heated seats, paid off.
I just want cookie. Cookie? Cookie missing? Oh, someone took cookie? Fuck! Fuck! Oh no!
Oh no, he's coming! Run!
Now hold on. I gotta get every drop. Have you seen gas prices these days? Come on. Come on, I can hear a little bit more in there. Drink up! Oh, he's getting real close. Okay, screw this.
Drive off!
Wait, no! I have to pee. Can I use this guy's bathroom?
No!
We're getting the hell out of here. But first... Oh, man, guys, there's only 2 minutes left. Unless the Chargers get a field goal, there's no way it's going into overtime. But they do have the ball.
Oh, back up! Put it in reverse!
No, I thought I was going to drive forward, right into his house. Of course I'm going to put it in reverse. I'm not stupid. See that backup camera? I love this car so much. That's so useful.
Go!
It's doing collision detection because he's in the way.
Go!
Okay, fine. Whew, good thing we got away from that asshole. All right, now let's get to the game. Hold on, let me check the score. Oh, no. Guys, the game ended. The Cowboys won 20-17.
Wait, it says the game was in Los Angeles, not Dallas.
Wait, so you're telling me we drove to Texas for no fucking reason?
Yeah, that says the game was at the Chargers.
Damn it! Ugh, okay, fine. Let's turn around. Jesus Christ.
Sorry about that, guys. You would think I would know where the game was because I'm the one who bought the tickets, but no. Well, I mean, they play in Dallas next week if you want to see that.
No!
Okay. Damn. Could have just said no thank you.
There's someone at the door. Can you get it?
It's not my house, but we could go together. That could be fun, you know, like friends. Hello?
Wait,
hold on. How the hell did you get here?
Vroom, vroom.
Oh, he fixed up his truck.
Do you have any quarters?
Oh, he just wants quarters. Yeah, hold on. I'll get my wallet.
Yay!
Clock boy, our plan to take over the world is almost in effect.
Yes, Clock Man.
Now all we have to do is destroy all the clocks in the world so that only we know the time. And when people want to know the time, they will have to pay us.
And they'll have to pay me if they want to be woken up on time for work. It's genius.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
But Clock Man, how are we going to break all the clocks in the world?
Why, with my clock-smashing hammer, of course. Along, Clock Man, hand me the hammer.
Very well, Clock Man.
Now, broadcast us to the world.
With pleasure.
Well, guys, can you believe it's already almost
2025? What?
What? Wait.
What the fuck did you say?
Can you believe it's almost already 2025? Fine.
Yeah, wait, I'm taking this.
Wait.
All right, no, yeah. No,
what year is it?
2024 went by really fast.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, did anything happen this year that was even important? Like, it just seemed like nothing big happened.
Well, there was, no. No, this year was kind of a bust, honestly.
Yeah, so what's your guys' New Year's resolution?
I'm going to quit drinking because apparently I need to stop.
Yeah, you can't, no dates.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What's yours, Jeffy?
Well, my New Year's resolution is that when I shit my pants, I'm not going to scoot my ass across the ground like a dog and leave a snail trail of shit.
All right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's mm-hmm. good. What about yours?
I just want to feel better.
Oh, you're sick?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
What about you, Marvin?
Mine's to not wear a tie anymore.
Yeah, I guess I really don't see the point.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's doing too much.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a job or anything. You're just wearing a polo shirt with a clip-on tie.
Okay, I might keep wearing it.
I don't think you should.
Well, let's turn on some TV to watch the ball drop.
Yeah. Let's watch Christopher Walken's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Yeah, hit it.
Hello and welcome to Christopher Walken's Rockin' New Year's Eve. I'm your host, Christopher Walken, star of such movies as Click and Kangaroo Jack. Tonight, our musical guest is me, hitting the cowbell. I'm gonna start hitting it.
Hello, people of the world! It is I, Clockman!
And I, Alarm Clock Boy!
You're all very excited for it to hit midnight so you can ring in the new year! But how will you know when midnight is when we destroy all the clocks in the world?
Do it, Clockman! Show them you're serious!
I'm not fucking around! Tell me what time it is now,
All you did was shatter the glass. We can still tell what time it is.
What?
I got this, Clock Man.
Now how will you tell the time?
Well, that was only one clock. There's so many clocks in the world.
Well, I will destroy all the clocks, like this one.
Don't forget this one, Clock Man.
Thank you, Alarm Clock Boy. Yes, bring me all of your clocks so I may destroy them!
And your alarm clocks, too!
We're not just gonna bring you our clocks, and we have other things that can tell time, like our phones.
And our cars.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there are a lot of devices that can tell time. Well, attention world! Bring us all of your phones, and cars, and microwaves, and ovens, and refrigerators, and watches. Fuck, there are so many watches. Smart watches, Fitbits, stoves.
Ooh, gaming consoles.
Gaming consoles, TVs, really any smart device in your home, anything with internet access, honestly.
And the sun.
And the sun. Sundials are going to be a real problem. Clock towers.
Big Ben.
Big Ben, fuck. Somebody turn off Big Ben. Alarm clock boy, we may need to reevaluate our plan. Well, hold on, world, because we will be back shortly with more demands.
All those guys are fucking idiots.
Marvin, do you really think they're going to come in and break all our clocks?
There's no way they can physically go and break every single clock in the world.
No, it's got to be like billions.
Like trillions of things that tell time.
Yeah, let's go back to watching Christopher Walken.
Damn it, alarm clock boy, we just embarrassed ourselves in front of the whole world.
Well, I thought it was a good plan.
How are we going to destroy all the clocks of the world now?
What if we EMP the whole world?
Alarm clock boy, we don't have an EMP. We're not the military. We are high school dropouts in my mother's basement. All we have is clocks and this hammer.
Damn it! Wait. What if we go door to door and smash everyone's clocks in the world?
Yes. If Santa Claus can travel the world in one night, then so can we. Alarm clock boy, broadcast me to the world!
I'm Christopher Walken, and I like it when things are good, like kitty cat.
Hello again, people of the world. We have perfected our plan. Me and Alarm Clock Boy are going to travel the whole world in one night and destroy everyone's clocks!
Like Santa Claus!
Well, we'll be traveling the world like Santa Claus, not delivering presents or eating cookies. Just breaking clocks. So please, do not lock your doors, because you will only make it harder for us and delay the inevitable. Come, alarm clock boy, we have many clocks to break. Many, 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 many clocks to break. Come on!
Oh no, Marvin, they're gonna break into our house.
What do we do?
Lock the door.
Jeffy, go lock the door.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Good thinking. I don't know how you thought of that.
All right, Jeffy, just lock the door. You can do this. No. Wait. Which one was it? Okay, like that. Maybe like that. Left. Down. Right. Up. Left. Down. Okay. I think we're good. All right. The door is locked.
All right. Let's enjoy our New Year's.
Look, alarm clock boy, the first house.
Our first victim.
On the count of three, we will bust in there, break all of their clocks, and run out.
With pleasure.
One, two, three. Now, alarm clock boy, where are the clocks?
Oh, this one, right over here. Go on, give it a whack.
That one's done for. To the kitchen.
Look, Clockman, the microwave!
Get the time off! Get the time off!
Got it.
Good God Almighty, the stove!
Oh, God! Got it.
That does it for this house. On to the next!
Hey! What the fuck you guys doing in my house?
What's the matter? Is now a bad time?
Hank, I think they destroyed our clocks.
You can destroy my clock without the L.
Why don't you ask the babysitter?
You're probably right. All right, there's your brand new smart refrigerator. So it's got the time on there. It's got a calendar. You can even go on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. It's basically a big-ass iPad that keeps your food cold.
Dang, that's fancy as fuck. Thank you so much.
Yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will. Oh, YouTube? No way.
Look, alarm clock boy, our next victims. We're making good time.
And look, what you said worked. The doors are locked. Everyone's listening.
They fear us.
Those mortals.
Look, alarm clock boy, the time on the refrigerator.
And is that the weather?
It is.
Look, Clockman, this fridge even has YouTube and Facebook and Instagram.
My golly, what does this fridge not do? Suck my...
Fridge, suck Clockman's... Well, I guess not.
What is this whiteboard?
I don't know. Look, Clockman, you can draw on it. Let's see. We'll do that.
Oh, is that a clock?
I believe so.
Oh, well, alarm clock boy, I don't want to destroy this. I want to keep it for myself. You know, destroying all of the clocks in the world is almost impossible. But if we stole all the refrigerators in the world, then only we would be able to keep things cold, and people would have to pay us to keep their food cold!
Clockman, there's something I need to tell you about this idea of yours.
What?
It's genius! Let's go!
Just help me with the fridge.
Guys, the ball is about to drop. It's 2025.
I'm going to go to sleep.
Baby, you can't go to sleep before the ball drops in your mouth.
Marvin.
All right. Time to drop the ball. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Hello, world. You're probably wondering why your clocks aren't broken. Well, that's because we decided to move on to bigger and cooler things. Refrigerators!
And freezers!
If we steal all the refrigerators in the world, you'll have to come to us to keep your food cold.
And you'll have to come to me if you want to freeze your pizzas or your ice cream.
So you can call me Refrigerator Man.
And you can call me Freezer Boy. And this is Frozone to show you how cool I am.
So continue to leave your doors unlocked, because we're still coming by tonight to steal your refrigerators.
And freezers.
Come, Freezer Boy.
God, not these assholes again. Trying to steal all the refrigerators is impossible.
They're so heavy. Like, how would you store all of them? That's so stupid. It's so dumb. And we just missed the ball drop because they interrupted it. Happy 2025, everyone. Boss doesn't drop yet, right?
Marvin, stop.
Marvin!
All right, Freezer Boy. We're back at the first house. Now to break in and steal their refrigerator.
And freezer.
Now, Freezer Boy, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I believe their freezer is attached to the refrigerator.
You've obviously never seen a deep freezer before.
Well, if they have one of those, we'll steal that too. Yes. Now get ready. 1, 2, 3... Freezer Boy, let's steal the refrigerator.
Hey! Fucking dickheads, breaking my clocks and trying to steal my refrigerator? Doing a historic disaster project. So each of you are going to pick a disaster from history and create a replica and present it to the crafts.
Can it be any historical disaster?
Literally any disaster. I don't give shit. The worse, the better.
Yes, I'm doing 9/11.
Junior, don't say that.
Well, Cody, I'm only one of two people to ever say that sentence. Actually, there was 19 hijackers. Osama bin Laden. I'm one of 21 people to ever say that.
I know what I'm doing, and let's just say it shook the world.
I know what I'm gonna do. It was one of the worst disasters ever.
I wonder if anybody's wondering what I'm gonna do.
What are you gonna do, Cody?
Oh, I don't know. There's just so many to choose from. Do I do the Titanic, or maybe Chernobyl, or the California wildfires? I don't know.
Oh, guys, I'm gonna go home right now and get started on my project.
Junior, are you really gonna do 9/11?
Well, for the FBI listening, no. But for my school project, yes. Let me practice my throw. Actually, you know what? Maybe. Actually, be very concerned. I might actually do it.
Where the bitch is at?
Ooh, Joseph, what's your project going to be?
Oh, that was a hint. You'll see.
I can't imagine.
So, Cody, what's your project going to be?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I just really want to go out with a boom. You know, I really want to go out with a bang. I really want to go out with an eruption. I'm trying to hint what it's going to be.
Oh, can you say those again? I wasn't listening thinking they were
hints. You can find out tomorrow.
But a boom and a bang and a pow. I'm going to practice my throwing.
Alright, Frost, I hope you all did your historic disaster project. I'm gonna call you up one by one to present your disaster to the crafts. Now, who wants to go first?
Ooh, can I go first? I promise you'll never forget it.
Okay, Junior, you come up here first.
Yes! Alright, class, my project is on 9/11. September 11th, 2001, 8:46 a.m. American Airlines Flight 11 hits the North Tower. Teacher, can you hear me that? I missed.
Yeah.
I was supposed to hit this tower. It's hard to aim. How'd they get on the first try twice in a row? God, those are pros. Boom. The first tower gets hit.
Junior, stop.
9:03 a.m. United Airlines Flight 175 crashes into the South Tower. Oh, my God. How good were those fucking pilots? They hire fucking pros? Was Sully Sullenberger, whatever the fuck his name was, doing it? I mean, that's why jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams. They had goddamn detonators in that bit. Okay, that's it. Give me the plane. and then somewhere in Pennsylvania. The end.
Very good, Junior. Go sit down.
Beat that, guys.
I mean, 9/11 is a pretty tough act of terrorism to follow.
Teacher, I want to go next. I'm about to make history in this bitch.
All right, Joseph. What's your historic disaster?
I don't want to give it away. Look, all I got to do is say one sentence. I have a dream! Did y'all get it? It's Martin Luther King. He got his ass assassinated.
All right, very good, Joseph. Go sit down. All right, who wants to go next?
Y'all like that shit, huh?
Joseph, that wasn't fair. That was a really cheap project. All you had to do was be black.
Nuh-uh, that wasn't a cheat code. I had to research what he said and memorize the line. That shit was really hard.
That's not even the speech he got shot during.
Well, Mr. Schmancy Pants, since you know everything, why didn't you dress up like him?
I don't think that would have been a good idea.
Yeah, blackface wouldn't have worked in class.
Wait, why?
Teacher, I'll go next. Hey, everybody. My historic disaster is the eruption of Mount Vesuvius, which destroyed the city of Pompeii. See right there? You have all the hunky Romans in Pompeii just sunbathing, minding their own business, and then, all of a sudden, tragedy strikes. Whoa! There she blows! So as you can see, the molten lava smothered all the hunky Romans and covered them in hot ash. They had hot ash on their hot asses. It was really hot. But 2,000 people did die, though.
Only 2,000 people. You're telling me that big-ass volcano surrounding that entire island couldn't outdo 9/11? Yeah, those are rookie numbers compared to 9/11. Now, what kind of dumb, stupid disaster is that? All those people saw that volcano erupting and they didn't hop on a plane and fly away. They wanted to die.
Why didn't they get on a plane? Junior, this happened in 79. The year 79. Like, you know how we live in 2025? Well, this volcano erupted in 79. Planes weren't even invented until 1903. If these people saw a plane, they would scratch their fucking eyes out because they wouldn't know what they were looking at. They would lose their minds. They would think it was like some kind of metal dragon or some shit. They would think it was magic. They still believed in magic in 79.
Thank you, Cody.
You're welcome.
Who wants to go next?
Wow, Junior, thanks for interrupting my project. I thought the volcano eruption I did was pretty fucking sick.
I just think that Pompeii is pretty dumb for an actual, like, disaster. Like, they knew they were living next to a volcano. They could have just got up and moved.
Well, no, they didn't know, because they didn't know volcanoes existed. They actually didn't even have a word in their language for volcano. They just thought they lived next to a mountain until it exploded and started squirting lava all over the place.
Why didn't they just pull out their phone and check Google Maps to see if they live by a volcano?
It was 79 AD, Junior. They didn't have Google yet. They didn't even have phones.
What? That was before phones?
Way before phones. Most of human history is before phones.
Oh my god, I should have done my project on that. That sounds like a disaster.
Teacher, I'll go next. All right, class, so I did my project on the worst disaster in the history of the world. The potato famine. Okay, so imagine you have a bunch of this. Like, you have this, and then you have none of that, and that's all you eat. And so millions of you die. Okay, let me get into detail. Okay, the Great Famine, also known as the Great Hunger, the Famine, and the Irish Potato Famine, was a period of mass starvation.
Did you just say masturbation?
No, Junior, mass starvation.
So they weren't jacking off the potatoes?
No. And disease in Ireland, lasting from 1845 to 1852, that constituted a historical social crisis.
Oh my god, this is so fucking boring.
Dude, she can put anybody to sleep.
I think it's pretty interesting, guys. If you guys pay attention, you might actually learn.
Yes, we're in the
Jesus fucking Christ! No one gives a flying fuck! Look, the potato famine? Bunch of people didn't have any potatoes, so they all starved to death. Go sit down.
Aww.
Anybody else have a project that's not boring as fuck can come up next?
Okay, I'll go next. Let's get this over with. Okay, so this is my historic disaster. It's COVID.
Oh, very clever. But you know my ancestors actually invented the COVID virus. Very good, go sit down. All right, who wants to go next?
I guess I'm gonna go next. Hey, everybody. My historical disaster is the Hindenburg. That was a big blimp full of people, and then it caught on fire and it exploded. So this is what happened. Well, it wasn't a guy with a lighter, because he would have to be a really big guy with a big lighter, or a really tiny blimp, and that would be crazy. But this is basically how it went. Wow, we're all having fun in the sky in our big blimp, the Hindenburg. Oh, no! Oh, the humanity! Almost everybody died. The end. Isn't that crazy?
Very good. Go sit down. All right, who wants to go next?
What do you think, ladies? Are they ready for the PJ?
Yeah, PJ, go up there and whip it out.
Yeah, PJ, go show them your project.
Come on.
Hey, everybody. Are you ready to hear about the coolest disaster in history? The Challenger disaster? Now, I'm cool, but nothing's as cool as the weather was that day. The engineers almost got the launch canceled because they were worried that the record low temperatures would cause the O-rings to fail, but the project manager didn't want to wait until April to launch when the weather got warmer, so they decided to launch anyway. But then, the cold temperatures caused the O-rings to compress and leak hot gas, which ignited the fuel compartment, causing the whole shuttle to explode 73 seconds after launch at an altitude of 46,000 feet and killing everyone on board, including the first female teacher in space, which was supposed to be Big Bird, but his costume was too big and there were logistical challenges, so he didn't come. All right, ladies, show him what happened. Kaboom!
Hugh said we have a problem.
Not exactly what we practiced, but not bad.
All right, PJ, very good. Now go sit out. All right, who wants to go next?
Wait, am I the only one left? You saved the best for last. Alright, my historic disaster is when the meteor hit the Earth and made the dinosaurs go extinct. Allow me to demonstrate, but give me a second.
Oh, goddammit, Jeffy, you put a goddamn hole in my wall! But very accurate representation of what happened, so go sit down. Alright, Crass, that does it for the Historic Disaster Project. So since everyone completed their project, you all get an A.
Wait, but which one of our disasters was the worst?
That's a good question. The meteor killed all the dinosaurs, but the dinosaurs are people. And Pompeii killed 2,000, 9/11 killed 2,900. So I guess technically, Penelope's boring-ass potato filming killed the most because there was 1 million people who died.
Really?
Well, actually, scientifically, theoretically, Bordy wins because COVID killed 7 million people.
Fuck yeah, I didn't even try. I'm good at this school stuff.
Okay, but which one was the coolest disaster?
Junior, none of them are cool. They're all disasters.
You know what was a disaster? You being born.
Oh,
that actually was pretty fucked up. I'm sorry. Wait, actually, I think the coolest disaster, technically, was PJ's because the O-rings got cold and it exploded.
I mean, that was the coldest, yeah.
You know what else was the coldest? These nuts in your mom's mouth.
Junior, that doesn't even make sense. Well, you have cold nuts?
Well, maybe it's cold outside. Maybe I sat on some ice cubes.
Why?
Wait. Shut up. Man, Joseph, I'm hungry.
Me too, dude. Man, when is Chef Pepe gonna come in with the food? I haven't eaten in days.
Chef Pepe, where's dinner?
All right, Brass. I got the most delicious meal I ever cooked. You're welcome. Bon appetit.
Wait, Chef Pepe, what is this? It's green.
It's green mashed potatoes with coleslaw and squirts of gravy. The gravy had shits.
It smells like ass, Chef Pepe.
Hey, watch your mouth. I slaved in that kitchen. I got lashes all over my damn back. You gonna eat that damn meal, boy. Eat it!
I'm not eating this, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm not eating it. It looks like somebody threw up in my bowl, dude.
Yeah, it looks like we're gonna turn on the Food Network and just lick the TV screen.
Oh, one of my favorite pastimes! My mom always did it with me.
Why?
I mean, we were poor, so we always licked the TV whenever we saw the Food Network come on. Good times.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, this song's gay as shit. That's right, I don't like the McDonald's jingle. It's boring, it's old, it's washed up. What I want something a little new. I want something a little more hip. Something a little more hop. That's right, we're having a McDonald's rapping contest. Whoever brings me the best McDonald's rap wins free McDonald's for life. I'm saying, you go through the drive-thru, you want a free cheeseburger? Here's your damn cheeseburger for free for life. So, get to rapping. Actually, you know what? Get to snack rapping.
Joseph, did you just see that commercial?
Yes, dude, I just saw it.
If we make a McDonald's rap song and they pick it to be the winner, we can have McDonald's for every single meal. We'll never have to eat Chef Pee-Pee's gross cooking ever again.
He'll never have to lick a TV screen either.
Oh, my God. That'd be an American dream to have McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh, my God, we'd be so fat.
Isn't this what Trump wanted? American dream?
Yeah, Trump eats McDonald's every day.
Right?
Oh, my God, if the president could eat McDonald's every day, we should eat McDonald's every day.
Mm-hmm.
Free McDonald's for life. Okay, well, let's get to writing. Let's make a rap song right now.
All
right,
let's do it, dude. Man, oh, man, what a night. Chef Pee-Pee's cooking dinner. A new episode of Charlie and Friends is coming on. Oh, you can't ask for more than this.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Give me the bop, dude, in your booty ass.
Hi, guys. I'm Charlie.
And today, I'm gonna be spitting some bars. So come with me. Let's spit some bars. Yeah.
Charlie, you're so hilarious. That's not spitting bars. I mean, you kind of did spit bars. Candy bars. Spitting bars means rapping, silly. Who's going to tell them? Oh. All right, Braxton, here's your food. But what the hell is this, Chef Pee-Pee? You just offered my food again? No, I told you what I was cooking. It's green mashed potatoes. I thought you said greens in mashed potatoes, like soul food from a black woman. No, I'm not a black woman. I'm not cooking that. I wanted to make something exotic. Well, I'm going to be spitting out some exotic shit if I eat this. Oh, look, a commercial.
Whoever brings me the best McDonald's wrap wins free McDonald's for life.
Do you see that, Chef Pee-Pee? Do you fucking see that? If you win this McDonald's competition, you could retire. You will never have to cook for me again. And we can eat McDonald's every day. That's the TLC fat bitches.
Retire? Really?
Oh, I'm gonna win this competition. I'm about to turn into Tupac resurrected in this motherfucker.
Okay, Joseph, I just sent our music video off to McDonald's. They have to pick our song.
Dude, we have the hardest bars of 2025. They're definitely gonna pick us.
Yeah, your verse was nasty. They're gonna pick our song.
All right, Brass, where's that laptop? I need to send off a music video.
Music video for what?
I shot a music video for this McDonald's contest. I'm gonna win it, and then I'm never gonna have to cook for you, Brass, ever again.
Wait, no. Me and Joseph just entered the McDonald's song thing, and we just sent our song off because we don't want your cooking ever again. We want McDonald's for the rest of our life.
There's no way that your song's better than mine. I actually tried.
Oh, no, we tried. Our song is crazy. Isn't that right, Joseph? Joseph.
Yeah, crazy.
Wait, where do you go sometimes, Joseph? You just doze off. Like, in the first scene, like, you just laid back and just gave up.
I should be drifting, bro. My bad.
Anyway, Chef, our song is better.
Well, show me your song then, punk.
How about you play yours first?
I ain't scared of shit. I ain't scared of my mama.
Cheese, yeah. Make a hoe drop to her knees. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Quarter pounders down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping then. And the manager is kinda cute, do she come with this? Pull up to the drive-thru, I'm about to have my way. My shawty got the hot case, who needs a breakfast plate? Third time here, still coming back today. And this lady can make up her mind, that bitch move out the way. And today been hella hot, I might get a shake. If the machine died, I might be crashing out the day. In the McFlurry, in a hurry, to cool off my face. I heard y'all got a secret sauce, don't get it out the safe. I ain't lying, Chef Pee-Pee doesn't rap cap. Need everything on the menu, where's the snack wraps? No me chicken in the bag, I feel backstabbed. Got it for the cheap off the app, got the last laugh. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. A quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping in. And the manager is kinda cute, do she come with this? Bitch, I need my 10 piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need my 10 piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need my 10 piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Need to ask to hurry, hit the horn like a symphony.
Hey, Joseph, have a nice day.
Yeah, thank you, man, you as well.
Oh, hell no, what am I sweet and sour sauce? Oh, nah, we about to spin back. I got to slide this bitch.
Now, what you got to say about that? Silly-ass, goofy-ass, whiny-ass, can't-rap-ass boy.
That was very spunky.
I know. It was so gas. I don't know if we can compete, dude.
Hold on, we can compete. All right, let's just take off. Let's take off. Chef Pee-Pee, that was Chef Doo-Doo.
Watch your mouth, boy.
All right, yeah, let's know our song, Chef Pee-Pee. It's definitely, it's up there.
Well, you play that trash then.
Man, I want my Happy Meal, and they better not forget my toy.
Ooh, I love my toy. Don't forget them apple slices.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a problem if it's a girl toy, though.
Hell no.
I want a Happy Meal, four-piece chicken nugget. Grab a handful and put the fries in a bucket. Add a Dr. Pepper and a straw, and I'll suck it. Go ahead and add a chocolate shake, man, fuck it. I'll jump over your counter and go through your kitchen. Oops, I made a mess, man, y'all a bunch of bitches. Hand me some napkins, I'll turn those rags to riches. Don't forget the toys, since y'all a bunch of bitches.
Man, I need my nuggies. If I'm eating, please don't bug me. Junior needs an extra sauce. My bro might get one if he's lucky. Burger King.
King can compete or the chicken from Kentucky. When I'm rich, I'ma swim in a McFlurry like a guppy. Make sure to get the apple pie with my Happy Meal. Don't forget my apple juice, cause this is a package deal. Don't mess up the order, man, I swear this the sixth time. Haters mad cause my flow hotter than french fries.
I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life.
Now cute, now cute and all the baby boy. God damn.
You actually tried, didn't it?
That was great. It was great. And Ronald McDonald's going to pick our song, and we're going to get to him first and tell him to pick ours.
No, he's going
to
pick our song.
My
song,
get out of here.
He likes our song a lot more.
Boy, I get it. Everyone wants some of Ronald's meat. But what are you doing, yeah?
Okay, so me and Joseph sent you a song. Chef Pee Pee sent you a trash song.
No, Chef Pee Pee made a way better song.
No, his name's Chef Pee Pee. It sounds like dick. Did you get our songs?
Yeah, I heard them.
And which one you like more? You like me and Joseph more? Yeah, Chef Pee Pee's not good. Which one you like more?
You didn't win.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! You silly ass, goofy ass, caretaker ass, old pale face ass little boy! You actually tried to compare the Pee Pee, the top 10 bar spitter ever, nigga? You can't compare to the peepers!
You didn't win either.
What? Huh? Ah, silly ass, goofy ass, mustache having ass, Puerto Rican looking ass, not even French looking ass, shit, Pee Pee sound like penis looking ass, boy! How the hell did I not win?
So did I win?
Wait, Joseph, we were on the same song.
Well, obviously my boss was way better than yours.
What? Did Joseph win?
None of you win!
What? Ah, silly ass, goofy ass, basketball shirt wearing ass, friend, no pants, hot ass, ha ha ha! Looking like a whole ugly ass!
Kind of froze.
Well, so who won?
I did.
What?
Wait, that doesn't make sense. How did you win?
Because I ended myself in my own competition.
Wait, that can't be fair. Yeah, how are you going to get free McDonald's for life? You already get free McDonald's for life.
I made the competition. I make the rules. Now shut your damn mouth and watch my music video. I'm the grease guy tripping on your mom's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in her throat. Let the loving begin. Got the fries in my veins. Got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food so good. Make your arteries clap. Pull up to the drive-thru. You can up and carry. She taking every nugget. Better swallow in a hurry. I'm the clown with the combo. Make a dead girl's friend. Get your girl sucking ketchup right off of my skin. Too much money, new accountant. I'm the true, so why you doubting? I've been stacking cheese. Now my burger bigger than a mountain. She sucked me like sweet tea. Now she wet just like a fountain. If Ronald take your girl, I guarantee you will be. She grabbing my meat, she called me McDaddy while taking a seat. Got pie in her mouth, some sauce on her eyes. She suck on my nuggets while gripping my fries. I'm twisting her buns while she moans in the booth. She swallowing my combo, she knows the truth. I'm the red wing demon, the greasy sensation. She loving my menu with no hesitation. Grease got dripping from your mommy's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in your throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my pants, got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food so good, it make your arteries clap. Yeah, I'm flipping patties while I'm camping every day. She called me McDaddy when I whisper in her ear. Baby, take a bite of this hot apple pie. Then she deep throw the fry. It's too hot, she might cry. Quarter pounder on the dresser, play a fish on her back. She addicted to my meat, can't deny that Big Mac. I'm the fast food barrel, the cholesterol champ. Got your grandma in the booth with hot coffee on her lap. I'm the reason you obese, the clown of your dreams. Got your mom in the bathroom, licking up my whipped cream. She moaning in the store, yet she part of my scheme. Left her passed out on the tile in a greasy wet dream. I'm the grease guy dripping on your mommy's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in her throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my pants, got the sauce on my sack. Donald's food so good, make your arteries clap. She said, Ronald, be gentle, bitch, don't be a hack. Now shut your fucking mouth and put the fries in the bag. She said, Ronald, be gentle, bitch, don't be a hack. Now put the fucking mouth and put the fries in the bag. So what do you think?
Nah, that shit's great. Elephant Dookie, nothing but trash. I know kindergartens that can write better verses than that.
Yeah, that's hot ass. That's ChatGPT ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's AI shit.
Mm-mm.
That's garbage. That's
right. Well, that's, you can tell the difference.
Yeah, that's
still there, man.
That's ugly. That's I fucking, I'm upset. I'm fucking, what a waste of fucking time. That was hippo ass. So guys. What do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. Let's do something fun.
Yeah, let's do something fun.
Hey, guys, have we considered doing something fun?
Something fun.
Well, me and Ken are down for anything.
How about we go to the aquarium, dude?
Oh, yeah, the aquarium would be so fun.
Ken doesn't really like fish.
What?
Yeah, he thinks aquariums are boring. He says you can see most of the same stuff at a pet store.
Dude, they have stingrays!
And sharks!
And he doesn't like the cafeteria at the aquarium. He says the food's really gross, in his opinion.
He can't even eat the food. He's a dog.
And we don't have to eat at the cafeteria at the aquarium. We can eat here.
And he doesn't like the gift shop because he says everything's really overpriced, especially the stuffed octopus, because last time he was there, he really wanted to buy one, but it was too expensive, and his parents got in a really big argument over whether or not they were going to buy it for him, and then the car ride home was really awkward, and I was promised a toy, so it just kind of made my whole day shitty, so I don't want to go. I mean, Ken doesn't want
to
go.
It just sounds like you don't want to go to the aquarium, Cody.
Oh, no, I love aquariums. Just Ken, I was trying to be nice, but he thinks aquariums are kind of gay. Like, they're lame. He doesn't like it.
Oh, I get it, Cody. You don't want to go to the aquarium because that's where your mom lives because she's a big fat cow.
Oh, nigga.
Wait, Junior, don't you mean a whale?
Thanks for correcting me, Cody. She is a whale. She's a bigger animal, a big fat whale.
You called your mom a whale.
Okay, Cody, we don't have to go to the aquarium because Ken doesn't want to go.
Thank you. Yes.
How about we go see the new Deadpool movie?
Oh, dude, I really want to see it.
I want to see it, too.
Well, Ken's already seen it.
What?
Yeah, Ken already saw it, and he doesn't want to see the same movie twice.
Why do we care what Ken saw?
Yeah, we want to see it. We haven't seen it.
Well, I think we should do something that's fun for everybody.
We could go swimming in my pool.
Me and Ken already went swimming earlier, and he doesn't want to.
Jesus. Hey, can I see Ken real quick?
Yeah, sure. I don't know why you want to see him.
Oh, he's not going to like this shit.
What am I not going to like about it?
This! Wait, you're right, I didn't like that at all. Get back here! Joseph, get back, please! Joseph, no! Yeah, that dog's eating Ken! Why would you throw him, Joseph?
He's a dog, dude.
He's not a dog, Joseph! Hey, you mutt, give me back my boyfriend! Give me that! Why is there even a rabid dog in this neighborhood?
Oh, man, that's my dog.
What, Michael Vick?
Hey, who else is gonna be? Now come here, you stupid mutt! You save all that fighting for the other dogs.
What? Okay. Junior, look! Joseph threw Ken outside, and he got eaten by one of Michael Vick's rabid dogs, and now he's dead.
Joseph, why would you do that?
Dude, Ken was ruining all the fun, so in order for us to have fun, I had to take action into my own hands and got rid of Ken.
Well, you do know it wasn't Ken that was stopping us from having fun. It was just Cody. He didn't want to do those things.
Nah, dude, Cody wanted to have fun. It was all Ken.
Cody, stop crying. Is there a way we can get a new Ken doll?
Well, first of all, he's not a doll. And also, get a new Ken! That's like if your dad died and they said, why don't you just get a new dad?
I mean, if my dad was a doll, dude.
He's not a doll, Joseph! He's an irreplaceable man!
Oh, Cody, look! The news!
I'm too sad to watch the news. Okay, I'll watch the news, but I'm gonna mope the whole time.
Breaking news, UK! There's a big increase of mosquito bitings around the country. Field reporter Steve Stellberger is on the case. Steve?
Hello, I'm Steve Stellberger with the evening news, and I'm just waiting for someone to talk to. Excuse me, citizen, what do you think of all these mosquitoes?
I hate them. They bite me. Why do they do that? What are they for?
True, true that, home slice.
Hey, Cody, isn't that human, Ken?
Yeah, so what? I mean, yeah, I hit that. I bent that shit over. I clapped his fucking cheeks. It was totally mid. No recoil. I wouldn't do that again if you paid me. Well, maybe I would.
Why do you invite him over and he can be your new Ken?
Yeah, he can actually do stuff. I go to the aquarium.
Oh, he hates the fucking aquarium. And I mean, totally different from how I hate the aquarium because the cafeteria sucks. Now, he's all for the animals and shit. He doesn't think they should be locked up like that.
Well, if you invite him over, maybe you could turn him into a toy. Like, do you have a toy ray?
I do have a toy ray. Hold on, let me go get it. Behold, my toy ray.
What?
Well, his name is Ray and he's a toy.
So he's another doll.
Well, yeah, Ray is a doll, but Ken's not.
Okay, so we thought you were talking about a toy gun.
Oh, a toy gun. Yeah, I got one of those. See? Toy gun. Pew, pew, pew.
No, we thought you were talking about a gun that turns things into toys.
Oh, a toy laser ray gun.
Sure.
Yeah, I got one of those. Look. Behold, the make things into toys laser ray gun. Anything I shoot with this turns into a toy.
So if we got human Ken to come over here and you shot him with it, he would turn into a doll.
Yes.
Ha ha! I know it! So he is a doll, dude!
No. Hold on. I misspoke. No. If I shoot human Ken with this, he'll just still be a human, but kind of like a hard, plasticky human figurine kind of guy.
In other words, he's a doll, dude! Ha ha!
No. Stop saying that. No. Not a doll. He's not a doll. No.
Okay, so how do we get human Ken to come to my house?
I don't know. I don't have his number. Oh, I know! Spider-Man!
Spider-Man?
Yeah, we can get Spider-Man over here, and we can tell him that Ken is the Green Goblin, and then he'll come bring Ken here, lay him down on the couch like he did in the movie after he killed Willem Dafoe, and then we'll have him here.
Okay, so how do you get a hold of Spider-Man?
Oh, that's easy. Oh no! Someone killed Uncle Ben! I really wish somebody would come and tell me what great power comes with! Oh, hey, Spider-Man. Oh, we're not done. Oh.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, that's right, Spider-Man. Look, we need your help. I think my friend might be the Green Goblin.
The Green Goblin? Where?
We need you to go find him. He's really handsome and he's wearing, like, a blue shirt and pants.
Okay. I'll go find him.
Thank you.
Is that really Spider-Man?
I don't think so.
Oh, let me go!
Shut up, Green Goblin!
Guys, I don't think that's the same Spider-Man. Sir, what happened to the other Spider-Man?
He got arrested.
Oh, okay. But I just have one more question. Why is there a hole cut out around your dick?
In case I got a pee-pee.
Oh, okay.
What is going on? What am I doing here?
Hold still, I just gotta shoot you with this real quick.
Oh! Oh my god, it worked! Ken, I love you so much!
Wait, how'd it work? All you said was pew!
Well, yeah, it runs on imagination, so you have to say pew to make it work, because it's a toy and it makes toys. But I'm so glad Ken's back!
You glad you got your stupid dog back, dude?
He's not an adjective! No, 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 no. Hey, kids, sorry about earlier, I got arrested. You see, what I do is I run a Spider-Man company underground. You know, we do birthday parties, bounty hunting, illegal activities. So, I sent my coworker down here to get you what you needed. His dick was out.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so we wear dickless costumes. They're onesies because the zipper gets stuck and we have to pee. But did my friend get you what you needed?
Yes, he did.
Oh, perfect. So just remember, kids, you can always thank your friendly local Spider-Man.
Thank you.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, he wants money.
Oh, he wants to get paid.
Do you have any money, guys?
I don't have any money.
Yeah, no.
I don't have any money either.
You get paid because I'm Spider-Man.
Oh, how about you shoot him with that gun and we get a toy Spider-Man?
Oh, good idea. Pew!
Whoa, look at that Spider-Man. Why'd you just snatch that shit?
He's cool. He's a bobblehead. Look.
Desperate.
He's not wiggling that shit.
Hey, he's cool. I wanted to show you guys.
Yeah. He's crossless, though.
Oh, I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you?
It's real. Well, you're looking at the garage.
Gay boy.
I'm just trying to stay continuity. He's not the same Spider-Man as behind the couch.
Okay, listen. You know what, Cody? That toy gun is really cool.
I mean, it's kind of cool. It doesn't really shoot anything. The camo's kind of neat. It's got dinosaurs.
No, I meant your toy Ray.
What's cool about him? It's just a guy named Ray. I mean, he is a power bottom.
No, I meant your laser Ray. Laser.
My what?
Your toy laser Ray.
Makes sense, Junior.
That!
Oh, my makes things into toys laser ray gun. Why didn't you just say so?
You know, manatees are considered sea cows.
Fucking what?
What?
Well, Junior's joke earlier about your mom being a cow at the aquarium, because you said, don't you mean a whale? But manatees are considered sea cows, and manatees are at the aquarium, so you didn't have to say whale. Get it?
God damn it.
Fucking Jerry.
Jerry, why are you here?
Jerry. Why the fuck are you doing this, Jerry? That was 5 minutes ago. No one's even thinking of that joke.
Read the fucking room, dude.
Yeah, we moved on.
Oh. Oh, okay, I'll get him.
Yeah, leave, nigga.
Fucking Jerry.
Jerry the couch monster always tries to make jokes funnier than they have to be, and he tries to fix jokes, and he's not a writer. He's not a good writer.
Oh, his ass is a weirdo.
Yeah, we gotta kick him out of the couch.
I don't know. Definitely.
There's someone at the door. Who's that?
Hello?
Hey there.
Tom Brady!
Yep, it's me, Tom Brady.
What are you doing here, Tom Brady?
Well, me and my son were just driving up to make out point, and then the dang old car broke down. So I was just wondering if I could come in and use your phone to call a tow truck to tow us up to make out point.
Why don't you have a cell phone?
Oh, well, 5G isn't on the TB12 diet.
What?
I don't know. Can I come in?
Why can't I just bring you my cell phone? Why do you have to come in?
Listen, Michael Vick's out here with his dog, and it's scary.
Okay, Brady, come on in.
Okay.
Who's at the door, Junior?
Tom Brady!
Yeah, it was Tom Brady.
So where's your cell phone? I gotta make a call.
Oh, yeah, Tom Brady. Hold on, let me get my cell phone. Cody, you know what'd be really cool? If you shot Tom Brady with your gun and turned him into a toy.
But, Junior, they already make Tom Brady toys. We don't have to turn him into a toy.
I know, but turning the real Tom Brady into an action figure would be so cool.
Junior, turning into a toy is like dying. There's no coming back from that.
Well, he's already retired. He's basically dead.
Okay, yeah, I guess you're right. Hey, Tom, think fast.
Whoa, Tom Brady's a toy now!
Dude, that's pretty sick.
Well, Tom Brady's dead forever. He's never coming back.
I mean, he was gonna unretire anyway.
Yeah, his wife left him and cheated on him with his jiu-jitsu instructor. I don't think he was happy being alive. I think he's happier as a toy.
Yeah, he was going out sad with his old ass.
Yeah.
You know, Decal and Tom Brady...
Wow, Jerry, wow! You knocked the toys over. Way to go, Jerry!
Bro,
what the hell, Jerry?
Yeah, what the fuck were you gonna say? It was so goddamn important that you knocked the toys over. We gotta set the scene back.
Fucking breath.
It's not important.
Yeah, it wasn't important. Nothing you could say would ever be important. Get out of here. God.
Get a damn hobby.
I fucking hate you.
Jerry, man. I'm not gonna keep coming over if he's here.
I will get him out. I will get him out of the couch.
Please.
I'll tell him to leave. Guys, I'm sorry. I know. I don't even know why. Guys. Okay, I'll get Jerry out. I promise. But next time you come over, Jerry will be gone.
Over Tom and everything.
Hey guys, old man!
Oh hey, Jeffy, we're just shooting things with this gun. See, anything you shoot with this gun, it turns into a toy.
Oh, my mommy must have shot a bunch of wee-wees with that toy and put them in the bedside table. Bunch of big black ones.
A lot of women must have do that.
Oh, okay, was there anything you want to shoot and turn into a toy?
Well, you can turn me into a toy and then sell it for a limited time, link in the description.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, move all the stuff off the couch. All right, shoot Jeffy with it.
Here comes Jeffy. Pew!
Oh man, Cody, you turned Jeffy and the red couch into a toy!
Yeah, the louder you say pew, the bigger the blast radius of the toy ray.
Oh, now Jeffy's stuck on the couch forever, but he's like a cool little figurine, and he did say we could sell him for a limited time only.
Yeah, he did. So you can click the link in the description to buy your limited time only Jeffy U2s available for 2 weeks! Buy it now! Now! Right now!
It's me, Jeffy, and the Jeffy U2s are now available if you go to the link in the description. So get them now before they sell out.
Oh, I'm so sick.
Marvin, I got you chicken noodle soup, your favorite.
G is for gay.
What? I'm reading my gay BC so I can be woke, and G is for gay.
Marvin, come eat your soup.
What, you idiot with a fork?
They didn't give me a spoon.
Well, go back and get a spoon.
I'm not going to get a spoon. Just eat it quickly, look.
L is for lesbian.
Jeffy, read it quietly.
And K is for Kiki. I guess they like cats.
Marvin, come get your soup.
Okay, I guess I'll try to eat it.
R is for rug muncher.
It's too hot. You can blow on it.
Okay.
And T is for trains. They just spelled it wrong. They spelled it T-R-A-N-S.
Jeffy, I said read quietly.
Come on, Marvin. It'll make you feel better.
Look, can you start with the crackers, please? My stomach hurts.
Fine.
Daddy, for X, they only put the letter X. They didn't put X-ray because if they took an X-ray, it would show what gender they are. And they're not ready for that conversation yet.
Marvin, I can't open up the crackers!
Okay, listen. No, just put the crackers down. I'll just eat the chicken noodle soup.
Oh, chicken noodle soup, dick. Filled with chicken and noodles and shit.
Okay, everyone's yelling. I have a headache. I'm gonna call a doctor. I can't deal with this.
Mommy, there is a kid that has the gay BCs on their bookshelf. And their parent says, hey, go read your gay BCs. And the kid says, yes, they them.
Hey, Leia, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, I'm so sick.
Ew. Let's just shove that in there. That's better. Ooh, chicken noodle soup. Have you eaten any of that yet?
Here, you want some?
Yes. Wait, why are you eating it with a fork, dumbass?
Because we don't have a spoon.
Dumbass.
Well, someone said you look like an owl.
Who? No, who? Fucking who, bitch?
You're an angry owl.
What are you talking about? Oh, fuck you guys. Oh, I get it. You told me I look like an owl just so I'd ask who, thus confirming that I'm an owl. But I'm not an owl, okay? I'm a doctor. I don't have big eyes. I don't have wings. I can't rotate my head 180 degrees.
But someone said you look like an owl.
Who? Oh, fuck off.
What do you guys think O stands for in the gay BCs?
Oh.
It stands for, oh my god, I love penis.
Okay, well, I'm not an owl, alright? You guys thought it would be so funny just to call a doctor over here just to say I'm an owl. Well, I'm not an owl, so fuck you guys. I'm not helping you.
Oh,
B is for butt stuff. And P is for prolapsed anus from the butt stuff.
Baby, take the book away from him.
But how am I gonna be woke? No one's gonna know that I identify as a lawn chair yet.
Take the book away from him.
Oh, Barney, you're home early from work.
Yeah.
Why do you have your mad eyes on, Boiny?
Oh, because somebody at the hospital said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that, Boiny? That's not very nice.
No, Karen, what I'm saying is somebody said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that? I don't understand. Boyne. Have they even seen me? Do they even know what I look like, Boyne? I don't look like an owl.
No, Karen, follow me on this, okay? I know a person. I know their name, okay? And I would tell you if you asked that they said that you look like an owl.
But, Boyne, what's their name? You tell me, because you know what? I'll search them up on Facebook, and maybe they look like an owl, and they're saying I look like an owl because they're projecting, Boyne. I'll poke them on Facebook, Boyne. I will.
You're supposed to say who. I say somebody said you look like an owl, and then you say who, and I say, ha-ha, you're an owl.
Boyne, that would have been funny if I said who, because you said I look like an owl, and then I would say who, like I am an owl, and it would be like I was an owl, Boyne.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. What a hoot.
Yeah, that is the joke, but you didn't say it.
Boyne, we should go to Hooters. Oh, we can get wings and look at boobies.
Well, I think they went out of business.
Who?
Oh. Okay, fuck this. I'm going to my cop job. Hey, sir, I'm clocking in.
What, Officer Guy? You're not supposed to work today.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to. I need the extra hours.
Okay, well, I guess I can put you on traffic duty today.
All right, thanks. Hey, by the way, someone in the office said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
What? Oh, that's the goddamn funniest thing I ever heard. You said somebody said I look like an owl, and I said who, and that's the noise owls make. So fucking funny. And you thought of that all on your own?
Yeah, I sure did. That is a Brooklyn Guy original.
You know what? I'm giving you a raise.
But really?
Yeah, we need more funny cops around here. People around here are just too damn serious.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Chief.
Oh, hey, Officer Simmons. Somebody said you look like an owl.
Well, why would they say that? That's hurtful.
No, Simmons, you're supposed to say who, damn it. You're demoted. You're on parking tickets from now on.
Oh.
Huh, I can't believe I got a promotion for making that stupid joke. Maybe I am a comedian. But, whoa, that guy's driving like an owl. I better pull him over. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, hi, officer. I'm Charlie.
Where is that laughing coming from?
It's the audience.
Oh, okay. Well, I noticed you were swerving quite a bit. Have you had anything to drink?
Plenty.
Oh, well, how much?
A whole pack.
Oh, Capri Sun. I guess that's fine. But you were speeding, too.
Oh, what? I didn't have on my blinkers?
Oh, that's pretty good because you're blinking.
Yeah. Well, and I have been getting road head. I'm sorry, officer. I am a freak.
Oh, that looks like a severed head.
Mm-hmm. The body's in the trunk.
Okay, well, I don't really understand that part of the joke, but hey, somebody at dispatch said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
You're funny. Did you write that?
Oh, yeah, that's me. That's all me.
Oh, man, you could be a comedian. We need writers here. Well, do you want to be a writer for me?
What, me? A writer for Charlie? I'd love to.
We need original content.
Oh, I'm full of original content. Everything I say is original.
It sounds like it. Look, come meet us tonight. We need new content for an episode.
Okay.
Oh, thank God he didn't check the trunk. I have a whole body in there. I'm a murderer.
Oh, Boyne, you dressed all fancy. What, you got a hot date tonight?
Yeah, with a girl owl who said you also look like an owl.
Oh, Boyne, you want me to say who again, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Very good, Karen, you got it.
Yay, Boyne.
Well, no, actually, the reason I'm dressed up is, you know that guy Charlie from Charlie and Friends?
Yeah.
Well, he thought my owl joke was so funny, he wants me to write for his show.
Oh, really, Boyne? That's so exciting. What other jokes do you know?
Oh, so many. I'm just full of jokes.
Tell me one.
Well, no, I'm not going to tell them to you because you might steal them. And people who steal jokes, that's fucked up. You shouldn't steal jokes. That's wrong.
Oh, Boyne, I have a joke that you could tell everyone tonight. You want to hear it?
Okay.
What do you do if you get swallowed by an elephant?
What?
You run around till you're pooped out.
I don't get it.
Like, you run around till you're pooped out tired, or you run around until he poops you out?
What does that have to do with an elephant?
Nothing, Boyne.
Okay, it could have been any large animal. That joke is stupid. I'm not saying that.
Well, fine, Boyne, then don't.
Okay, I won't, because I have plenty of other jokes. And you know what? Somebody told me that you make bad jokes and you look like an owl.
Well, that's really hurtful, Boyne. I don't appreciate being talked about that way. That's not nice.
Damn it, Karen, you still don't get it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the joke writing room for the new episode of Charlie and Friends that's going to be airing tonight. And who the fuck are you?
Oh, I'm new. Charlie said he liked my joke.
Oh, yeah? Let me hear it.
Oh, well, somebody here said you look like an owl.
Who the fuck said I look like an owl? Was it you, Steven?
No, sir.
Was it you, Susan?
No.
Who the fuck said I look like an owl?
Well, you said who, so you're an owl.
Goddamn shit I've ever heard. What's your name?
Brooklyn.
Well, we're gonna get you a name tag that says Funny Motherfucker, because that's your new name now. You can stay. All right, Steven, give me a joke.
Okay, your mom is so poor.
No, she's not.
Okay,
His mom is so poor. I saw her wearing one shoe. So I said, what happened to your other shoe? Did you lose it? And she said, no, I found this one.
You're fired. Susan, give me a joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo who?
Well, actually, owls go who, not cars.
That's funny as shit! This is a funny motherfucker! You two need to learn to be more like him!
Can I finish my joke?
I don't even remember the beginning part of it, so it's fucking stupid.
Cargo beep beep.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Alright, funny man, give me another one.
Oh, okay, well, somebody said you look like an owl.
I've already heard that one. Give me another one.
Oh, a different one.
Yes.
I got those. Somebody said you look like a parakeet.
Who?
Oh, I said a parakeet, not an owl.
It's even funnier the third fucking time, Steven! Right? Alright, Steven, give me another joke.
I thought it was fire.
Okay, fine, stay fire.
No, please, I have another joke. I have another joke.
Okay, and they better be funny, because if it's not, thumbtacks are gonna go in your ass. Five of them.
Yes, sir.
Alright, go.
His mom is so fat, she took a bite of her phone because it was made by Apple.
Go. Go to my office, get five thumbtacks, and start shoving them up your ass. And I'm gonna know if it's five or not, because I'm gonna have you shoot them out into my hand. Everyone get a good look at Steven's ass. That's the last time you're gonna see it without thumbtacks in it. All right, Susan, another joke, please?
Okay, why couldn't the skeleton watch the scary movie?
Why couldn't the skeleton watch the scary movie?
He didn't have the guts.
Almost as funny as your joke. Go ahead and tell me another one.
Oh, another one. Okay, well, what do owls say when they get hurt?
Ouch?
No, they say owl.
That's fucking stupid. Okay. Alright, that's enough poultry jokes, okay? Give me another one that has nothing to do with owls.
Oh, a different one. Okay, well, can I use the bathroom real quick?
Sure, but when you come back, you better tell me a joke so funny I laugh the shit out of my ass!
Okay, yes, sir.
Alright, Susan, give me another joke.
Why did the wheel on the car stop spinning?
Why?
Because it was tired.
Alright, you can write that one down. We'll keep that one.
Please answer.
Hello?
Marvin, put your wife on the phone.
Wait, why?
Just do it!
Baby, it's the doctor. He wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Hey, you remember that owl joke you told me?
Yeah!
Yeah, it was really good, and I need another joke that's not about owls.
Oh, what's green and has wheels?
What?
Grass. I lied about the wheels!
No, I don't think he's gonna like that. I think he's gonna put thumbtacks in my ass.
What?
Give me another joke.
Oh, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Oh, I've already heard this.
No!
I didn't even say who.
Okay, I got one. What's brown and sticky?
I don't know shit.
No, a stick.
I could maybe use that one. Give me another one.
Why did Susie fall off the swing?
Why?
Because she doesn't have arms. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Susie.
Oh, I see, because she didn't have arms.
Moo, it's the cow.
Okay, I think I can maybe use those. Thanks. Oh, I'm so fucked.
Steven, you're walking like there's only four in there. There better be five, because I'm going to check.
There's five.
All right, good.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, everyone, look, Funny Fuckhead's back. Come on, tell me a funny joke, Funny Fucker. I'm hungry. I want Yummy the Funny Time. Oh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Susie.
What?
Because she doesn't have any arms.
How the fuck was she knocking? Was she hitting her head on the door?
Moo.
What?
That's a cow.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hold on. Can I please start over? I messed up.
Please do.
What's brown and sticky?
What?
Grass. I lied about the brown and sticky.
Are you okay? Did you do shrooms in the fucking bathroom?
No, I got it, okay? What happens when you get eaten by an elephant?
What?
He poops you out, I think.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What happened to you being a funny fuckhead? Come on, be funny!
Okay. Yeah, be funny!
Be funny! Come on!
Tell jokes!
Be funny!
Are you so funny?
You're not funny!
Okay, I stole the owl joke, okay?
You stole the owl joke?
Yes, I stole it.
You're fucking fired! Steven, let me see those thumbtacks. Go ahead and shit them out in my hand. There's an asshole that's more deserving of it, just when I didn't think it was possible. Hold on, let me get them. Oh, you put him the sharp side in first? Oh, it's crazy, Steven. Good work. All right, I only have four. I only have four, Steven, goddammit!
Ow.
Boiny, what's wrong?
I got thumbtacks shoved up my ass for lying.
What'd you lie about?
Well, you know that owl joke I told you earlier? I stole it.
Boiny, you stole a joke? That's horrible.
Well, your stupid elephant joke didn't really work either.
Well, how did you say it, Boiny?
Well, you know, I said what happens when you get eaten by an elephant. You get pooped out.
Boiny, you said it wrong. It's you run around until you pooped out.
Yeah, well, I don't think that extra little sentence would have stopped the thumbtacks.
I don't know, Boiny. I nailed the joke in. We should see if they use it.
They're not gonna use it.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm Charlie. And today, I'm gonna be saying jokes sent in by fans. So what do you do if you were eaten by an elephant? You run around until you get pooped out. That is funny. That is freaking funny. Oh, man. Whoever said that, oh, that's hilarious. Pooped out.
I'm gonna go tell that joke to my boss so I get another raise.
Hey, sir.
Hey there, funny man.
Hey, I got another joke for you. What happens when you get eaten by an elephant?
Yeah, I just saw that joke on Charlie and Friends. You're under arrest for theft, and you're losing your raise.
Man, I get arrested and I have thumbtacks in my ass.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Dude, how about we play Call of Duty Zombies?
Oh, I love Call of Duty Zombies. We make it around 100.
Oh, that's sick.
Get the rate.
Oh, Cody, you have something you want to do today?
I have an idea, yeah.
What?
Well, I have a cake, and I have a hat, and that usually means something.
You want to eat cake wearing a hat?
Well, yes, I do, but there's a reason for that.
Because you're hungry?
No, it's the day I came out.
As gay! Oh, it's his gay day!
Oh, happy gay day, my wiener-loving friend!
Yeah, happy, like, wiener day or sucking
no,
a day.
No, it's not my gay day. It's the day I came out of my mom's cooch.
Ugh. I thought you were gay.
What? No, it's my birthday!
Oh, why didn't you just say that, Cody?
Well, I thought maybe the cake and the hat spoke for themselves.
Cakes and hats can't speak, Cody. Oh, they don't have mouths or vocal cords.
Inanimate objects, dude.
Yeah, they're not alive, Cody. Stop talking like that.
Junior, I swear to God.
Okay, don't swear to God. He already doesn't like you for being gay.
Oh my God, Junior, you're pissing me off so much.
Are you mad because your candles are different sizes? The one's bigger than the seven?
I am a little bit mad about that, yeah. I'm pretty peeved. The store didn't have candles that were the same size in this goddamn hat. Stay out of my eyes. Bullshit.
Wait, dude, isn't your birthday February 29th?
Yeah, today's March 1st. Today's not your birthday.
God damn it, guys. We have been through this so many times. I was born on a leap year, okay? So my birthday is February 29th. But that only happens every 4 years. So, because February is so short, my birthday's on March 1st.
Okay, so today's not your birthday. We could throw the cake away.
No, it is my birthday, goddammit!
Okay, listen, why does February have to be so short? Like, why can't it be, like, 31 days like everyone else?
Exactly. That's Black History Month, and we need to switch the month. It's too damn short.
Yeah, why is Black History Month the shortest month? That's racist.
Right, exactly!
Yeah, wait, isn't Gay History Month in June?
It's Gay Pride Month, and yes, it is.
Wait, and June has 31 days, so why do gay people get a longer month than black people?
I've been saying that for the longest.
Yeah, they need to change that. Ooh, Donald Trump! We could write a letter to Donald Trump and tell him to make Black History Month in June so that black people have a longer month, and we can make Gay History Month in February.
Wait, why can't we just get a month with 31 days? Why does it still have to be the shortest month?
Okay, what month would you like, Cody?
I don't know, like May?
May rhymes with gay. Okay, well, Gay Pride Month could be in May.
It could work, but I think the Mexicans got May, you know, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
The Mexicans already got May. All right, Cody, it looks like you're going to get February, the shortest month.
Why can't we just get a different month with 31 days?
No, February's perfect because it's Mardi Gras and that's dancing and parades.
It's not a gay holiday.
Yeah,
you love bees, though, nigga.
Yeah, bees.
I do really like bees.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, so like you can have your gay parades on Mardi Gras, like share it with them. And, ooh, the Super Bowl's in February, so you can watch a bunch of men grab each other and tackle each other.
I do like that, too.
Oh, Valentine's Day is in February?
You don't lose in this month.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is pretty gay. I mean, straight people do it, too. But, like, yeah, February is perfect for gay people. So I'm going to write a letter to Donald Trump making June the new Black History Month, because Juneteenth is in June.
Right.
Yeah, so black people get June, gay people get February, and Mexicans get May. All right, I'm writing the letter. All right, guys, I just wrote the letter and sent it off to Donald Trump.
You didn't want to show us it?
Well, no, I wrote the whole thing, put it in an envelope, licked it, put it in the mailbox, and I just didn't think that was worth showing.
I can't believe you, bro.
Yeah, thanks. So what'd you want for your birthday?
The news!
Breaking news, MK! President Donald Trump is live now, signing an executive order that moves Black History Month to June and no longer recognizes gay rights. Let's go to that live footage now.
Hello, my fellow Americans. It is I, Donald J. Trump. And today I'll be signing an executive order that's going to be so important for our country. It's going to be so huge and so bigly and so massive, unlike any other bigly huge things that I've ever done. And it's going to be more important for our country than when we renamed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
There you go, Mr. President. Here's the executive order getting rid of Gay Pride Month and changing Black History Month to June.
All right. I just signed the executive order that's going to remove Gay Pride Month, change June to Black History Month, and also make February White President's Month. It is going to be the most bigliest massive change, and I don't understand why the gay people need an entire month. Put them back in the closet. They don't need it. The black people have gone through more than the gay people, so they deserve it. And as for White President's Month, I mean, it only really excludes one other president, Obama. But he got June, so it's okay. So we're good now. America will be great again.
Woo! We did it, Joseph! Yeah! Black History Month is June!
Yeah, we bad, baby. We deserve it.
Sorry, Cody, that you lost your month.
That's fine.
At least y'all got Bruce Jenner, though.
Yeah, greatest birthday ever.
Okay, at least you're generous. Ellen DeGeneres is gay.
Can we just please light my candles now?
The lighter's over here. I'll hand it to you.
Oh, thank you. That's so generous. That's great.
Oh, you can't see.
No, I can't.
Up. No, down. No, don't touch your cake. Up. Down. Right there.
Okay.
Right. My right. Wait, my right.
What
my
right. Your right.
Well, where the fuck are you going? Oh, that is my right.
What? Stupid fucking hat! Light my own goddamn candles. My own birthday. My own friends. And remember, it's my goddamn birthday because they're stupid. It's fucking leap year. Why don't I be born on a goddamn leap year anyways?
At least you got a cake.
Fucking
yeah.
Candles won't light. You cheap ass fucking candles at Walmart. Bullshit. Aren't you guys gonna sing?
Oh, we just didn't know what to say. Yeah, you were scaring us.
Waiting on you.
Yeah, you're blowing up, getting mad.
Mm-hmm. Then sing!
Oh, okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Cody. Happy birthday to Cody's birthday.
Happy
like it day.
Yeah, happy fucking birthday to me.
Well, sorry, Cody. Sorry we're not an acapella group. We're not pentatonics.
What pentatonics? Okay, you know what? I wish all you guys were gay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's Cody's cake day.
And he has all that icing on his cake.
Oh.
You icing slut, you.
Oh, he has a sprinkle for every time he's been pegged.
Well, not quite. Freak.
Oh, my God, Cody. Oh, I love the colors on your hat.
Oh, and all that cake. Oh, can I touch your cake?
Oh, yeah, I want some of his cake.
Guys, you don't have to make fun of me just because I wish he'd be gay.
Oh, what's he talking about?
Why, you silly Billy? What's
wrong with you? Silly goose. You quack, quack goose.
Oh, let me ruffle your feathers, you silly goose.
Guys, just stop it.
I think he needs some birthday spankies.
Birthday spankies? Oh, my God. Let me get the paddle.
Oh, he's so naughty.
Bring that ass over here.
You guys are serious about birthday spankies?
Yeah, get over here.
I'm not going to say no.
Tighten that ass up. Happy birthday, whoa. You silly, whoa. Dirty slut.
I'll do it with my hand.
What's
it's so firm.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 17. I mean, I'm 1,000 years old.
Oh, my God.
1,000?
Yeah.
God, old king.
Old dirt.
Yes. Yeah. Taking that ass.
Birthday. Okay, I know you guys are just screwing around, but you guys are doing a really good job.
Screwing around? I'd like to screw him around.
Oh, yeah. Let me be the Phillips head.
Oh, my God. Let's take him to the bathroom and give him a blumpkin.
Oh, let me get a twist. Ooh, we got Eiffel Tower his ass, too.
Oh, my God. The birthday boy. Let's get him in his birthday suit.
Yeah, get naked right now.
Guys, you don't have to do this just because it's
let's
my birthday.
Let's go to the bathroom and birthday suit time.
Dirty boy!
Whoa! What is that? Where's that going? Oh! Whoa! Oh, damn! Oh, yeah! I didn't know you guys were into this. Whoa! Holy shit! Whoa!
Oh, boy. Oh, guys, I just want you guys to know this has been the best birthday of my life. Thank you so much, but you guys might want to shower. Wow, I can't believe Junior and Joseph actually did that to me just to cheer me up on my birthday. They are true friends. I mean, Junior did kind of owe me for getting rid of Gay Pride Month, but still, I don't see why Joseph did it. Unless, maybe my wish for everyone to be gay actually came true. Maybe everyone in the whole world is gay. I'm gonna go check Chef Pee-Pee. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh, my God, is that my favorite four-eyed king? Oh, you look so scrumdiddlyumptious today. Oh, my God, you're such a bottom. The things I would do to you.
I'd be a bottom for you, Chef Pee-Pee. But I'm kind of like a two-headed dragon that also has two penises.
You're so nasty. Jesus. Oh, we're in the kitchen. Stop it. Look, I'm making you a super gay salad. Don't you want it? Don't you like it? It looks so scrumdiddlyumptious.
It does look really gay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, have anybody given you your damn spankings today? I don't need to give you your birthday spankings.
They have not. Here's the paddle.
Let me be the first to give it to you. Oh, you nasty, naughty boy. Oh, yes.
Oh, I love this. Hey, Chef Phoebe, do you want to accompany me to the bathroom? I have to shit.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, let's go. It's bucket time.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, where's that going? Whoa. Whoa. How you doing that? How you doing that? Whoa. Oh, God damn. Whoa. Whoa.
Oh, Chef Peepee, I see why that's your name. Oh, fuck. So my wish did come true. Everybody in the world is gay. Junior's dead!
Oh my god, I can't wait to watch Charlie and Friends! This is my favorite show ever!
Ooh, foo, sashay.
Oh, hi guys. I'm Charlie. Today, I'm gonna be painting my nails. Oh, it's gonna be so pretty. Which color should I paint my nail first? Blue? Light blue? Yellow? No, let's go with pink. Oh my god, it's gonna be beautiful. Let's get the first nail.
I love this girl.
Oh, I thought you were gonna paint your actual fingernails, not nails. Oh,
you sexy little asshole, you.
Hey, Junior's dad.
Oh, hey, you sexy twink. What are you doing in my room? You trying to watch Charlie and Friends naked?
Well, actually, it's my birthday. So you know what that means.
Oh, you looking for some spankings, huh?
Damn right.
Oh, I'm the guy for it. Happy birthday, you little bastard.
So, I don't know if you want to come to the bathroom with me.
Let's go. Right now.
Whoa, hey there. How you doing that? How are you doing that? Stop it.
I will be calling you Junior's daddy from now on. Okay, Cody, I think you've had enough for your birthday.
Hey there, I got a noise complaint. Apparently somebody's been making a lot of ruckus in here.
That is police brutality. I should probably get that out of there. Well, looks like it's midnight. My birthday's officially over, but it was a good one.
Hey, Cody.
What's up, dude?
Oh, hey, guys. How are you feeling?
I'm pretty straight.
But are you?
Dude, what happened to your birthday? I don't really remember anything.
Yeah, you wished for everyone to be gay, and then I just remember blocking out. Like, right. Did we fall asleep? Like,
huh? Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened. I've done terrible things.
Chicken and waffles for breakfast? Oh, this is gonna be absolutely delicious. Chef BB!
What do you want, Braxton? I'm trying to make chicken and waffles.
Wait, why you so damn clean? Oh, you like the new look, huh? Yeah, I got a fresh-ass Goodfellas t-shirt on, clean as hell, fresher than a bitch. You like it? Hell no! I like it when you're dirty and filthy. That's how I know you're actually getting the job done and you're working hard. Well, wait, where's my orange juice? You know I like freshly squeezed orange juice on Sundays.
Well, we don't have any oranges. We got onions over here. I can make you some onion juice.
No, I don't want no damn onion juice. Does it look like it's Thursday? I am not detoxing today. Make me some damn oranges. Go get some from the fucking store or something.
God. Okay, Braxton. Jeez. You can ask, please.
Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga. Aw, Percy, why the long face? Well, I caught my wife getting a train ran on her. Look.
That sucks, Percy.
Yeah, they're all up in her caboose.
Junior, I gotta run to Target to get some oranges for your whiny-ass daddy. Do you need anything?
Oh, if I go with you, will you take me to Chick-fil-A?
What? Chick-fil-A? What the hell?
Oh, Chick-fil-A? Hell yeah, I'm taking you to get some chicken sandwiches and shit. I know you starving.
What?
Yeah.
You really taking to Chick-fil-A?
For my number one buddy? Definitely, I'll do that.
Yeah, let's go!
Yeah, we can make a quick big stop.
Yeah! Chick-fil-A!
Oh, you excited as hell, homeboy.
Oh, yeah, I'm so hungry. Oh, should I get chicken nuggets or should I get a chicken sandwich?
Get both of them! What the hell wrong with you?
But I get both?
Yeah, today your day. Get whatever on the menu.
Oh, my God. Okay. I want a chicken sandwich and chicken nuggets. Oh, and can I get a chocolate milkshake?
Shit, get it all. Get a vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, whatever on that motherfucker.
There's no line.
Yeah, no line. You getting the presidential treatment, my boy. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, remember, the chicken sandwich and chicken nuggets and milkshake.
Okay, I remember all of it. Can I get a chicken sandwich, chicken nuggets, a milkshake,
Fuck it, let's get a brownie as well. Wait, what's that? It's Sunday, you fucking dog! It's closed, you silly ass, goofy ass, hungry ass, starving ass boy! Hold on, hold on. Let me hit a stomach. Oh, that bitch sound like a Loch Ness monster, and that bitch is so damn hungry! You look so pitiful! Hold on, let me see if they actually open up. Hey, can y'all open up, please? I know it's Sunday. Ask Jesus if he can let a nigga get a pass or something. Goddamn. Cause this boy's starving. This boy, he like one of them little African children, but he white. Oh my god, someone please open up. He's so fucking hungry. Please.
You can stop now, Chevy.
Oh, wait. You sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, let's just go to Target.
Hungry ass nigga. Alright, Junior. I gotta run into Target to get these damn oranges for your dad. So try not to eat the steering wheel and the damn car seats while I'm gone. Know you're hungry as hell, boy.
Oh, shit. Junior, do you think Target's actually open on